Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is Tuesday, the 6th day of April, 2010. We're going to be live here for the next 4 hours. Former Minnesota Governor Jesse Ventura will be joining us live in the last hour of the broadcast. We have our once-a-month visit with Mike Rivero, fellow GCN host, and he heads up WhatReallyHappened.com. He will be joining us coming up in the second hour today. Now, obviously, everyone is talking about WikiLeaks and the video released that was shot live from an Apache gunship in 2007 in Iraq. And it shows several Reuters reporters with video cameras walking around in a street. And the gunship opens up on them and kills them. One of them's crawling wounded. They make jokes about it and then fire into his body, killing him. Then a minivan pulls up. They clearly get out of the car. There's children in the car leaning out watching. They're getting one of the wounded people to put him into the vehicle, and they fire into the vehicle. Then about 10 minutes later, U.S. forces, ground forces, and Bradley show up and go over and get the wounded children and report back that they'd shot children, and you hear the Apache helicopter pilots say, well, they shouldn't have kids in a battle zone. You mean in the middle of a built-up city area, shouldn't have them in a battle zone, pulling up in a minivan to pick up dead and wounded reporters and put them in a car? And this speaks to the dehumanization of the military, how it's all just a big video game now. You notice the ground forces show up and actually have to look at the dead and dying people and the wounded children. And so they have empathy and began grabbing the children and trying to take them to get medical aid. The U.S. military then refused to give them medical aid, told the ground soldiers to basically just go dump them off at an Iraqi police barracks with the substandard care. But this is just par for the course. And, of course, in the New York Times today, the Pentagon's now admitting they lied about massacres in Afghanistan. Well, they lied about killing Pat Tillman. That was a hit. He was writing letters back to his father, his mother, his brother, his family, saying, when I come home, I'm going to expose this war as a fraud. So they said, we got to kill this boy. He's been our poster child, but now he's not. We've got to get rid of him. Also, Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer is on record on MSNBC stating that this violated rules of engagement on multiple fronts, but especially once you had wounded on the ground. And you hear the military lying, saying, oh, look, they've got guns. They're picking up weapons as they pick up a person who's wounded, clearly. And so there they are framing them on the video, on the gun camera. This is reminiscent of cops caught on their own squad car video going, I'm going to frame this guy, okay? I'm going to give the signal. They walk over and reach in their pocket and go, ooh, here are the drugs. And you see the whole thing on tape. But it's a video game. These guys are trying to show off and get the high score, like they're playing Galaga or something in 1986 at a pizza shop. This is not Galaga. This is not Space Invaders. This is not Zaxxon. This is not Doom. These are real people. And remember, most of these guys are going to be coming back here to the United States. They're going to be returning to the United States and becoming police officers. And I said that in a video that I shot last night when I first saw this footage. I got very, very angry about it. I make that point. It's posted up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. The video the Pentagon never wanted the public to see, that these guys are going to be cops coming back to the U.S. And lo and behold, there are cops in the comments posting, hey, what's the big deal? You're a traitor, Alex. This is great patriotism. There's people saying, I'm going to school to be a cop. First, I'm going to Iraq. I can't wait to run your life.
What's your home worth? How can you compare local real estate agents? And how do you get MLS listings for the entire country?
If you're thinking of buying a home to take advantage of a tax credit or selling your house, you first need to see an incredible website called HomeGain.com. HomeGain.com will help you find a realtor to buy or sell a home. It's so easy, and best of all, it's free. At HomeGain.com, you can compare realtors anonymously, receive customized proposals, see consumer reviews, then select the best realtor for you. Go to HomeGain.com and get an instant home value estimate, view comparable homes, and check out street views. HomeGain.com has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and contains a wealth of information, like their home improvement tool that helps you determine which home improvements to make to increase your home's value. See the top 12 home improvements right now at HomeGain.com. That's HomeGain.com. Look for Max, the orange Home Gain Gorilla, to help you find a realtor or with any other real estate needs you might have at HomeGain.com, your real estate connection.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cannons, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Global meltdowns, massive unemployment, endless wars, a new currency crisis, financially and morally bankrupt. A great and terrible storm is approaching. So what's the best way to get ready, to get prepared for hard times ahead? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent patriots who want practical advice on how to survive and prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Off the Grid News is fiercely independent. All about self-reliance and packed with helpful information on survival gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, herbal medicines, privacy and security, as well as God, gold, and guns, with absolutely no apologies. And the best part, this $100 a year service is now free of charge for our listeners. That's right, free for our listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.com. That's offthegridnews.com. You can sign up free at offthegridnews.com. Offthegridnews.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
If you go to Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, we have multiple versions of the unedited 18-minute gun camera footage from Iraq. Now, YouTube has been flagging and pulling the videos. They have a little tattletale system where if someone says something is dangerous to the community or disturbing, it's erased. They always leave the videos of people sawing heads off up there, but the footage of them throwing puppies off cliffs, throwing hand grenades at dogs, shooting old dogs and laughing about it, killing children and laughing about it, sitting off the highways, randomly shooting up vehicles full of families and laughing as they fall out of the cars, wounded, dead, and dying. YouTube and other major video sites just keep snatching them down, pulling them down, blocking them from public view. We're trying to edit out all the cuss words and the GDs out of it, because it's got the mission controllers that are watching the gun footage back at the base, along with the pilots, just with a solid stream of cussing and laughing and enjoyment. People dead and dying, crawling around on the ground, vehicles running over their bodies, children being machine gunned, with the troops laughing. Then ground troops show up and see the splattered children, and they report, we've got children that you've shot here, to which the pilot says they shouldn't be in a battle then. And that's, I've seen footage of police in Oregon and other states where you'll have a few thousand peaceful anti-war demonstrators at a permanent rally, and the cops will show up, run over, and pepper spray into the baby carriage, into the stroller. And the parents say, why are you attacking the baby? And they say, listen, bleeper, you shouldn't bring a baby to a protest. See, it's always how it's your fault. And so a minivan pulls up minutes later. It's trying to pick up wounded people to put it in, take them to the hospital. Reuters reporters. And they open fire on the van. And then they say, well, it looks like there's a little bit of movement inside the van. They pound it full of high caliber rounds to where the van starts spinning and slams through a brick wall, but the children are still moving, so they open up on them again and are just giggling and laughing and enjoying it. It shows the bloodthirsty bloodlust. I mean, it's one thing if you've got to kill people, but it's the giggling, the demonic snickering, the incredibly unprofessional. And, of course, under the Geneva Convention, under the rules of war, as Tony Schaefer, a colonel, has already pointed out, who's been in combat in both these countries, that is a clear violation of the rules of engagement and their orders, that once people don't have weapons in their hands, which they never did, and once they're on the ground and wounded, or once an ambulance is there, you don't open fire on anyone trying to retrieve wounded. But they don't care. You got the little kids looking out the window when their dad pulls up and gets out to put the Reuters reporter in the car. And you can just see the little kids' faces. And I don't normally get so mad that I can't control myself. But last night, I'm up here working at about 6:30. And Jason Burmes comes in and says they've released the WikiLeaks video that WikiLeaks said the last 2 weeks they were going to start releasing gun camera footage from drones in Afghanistan and drones in Iraq and helicopters in both countries. And I went and I watched it. And when I saw the little kids looking out the window and I heard the helicopter pilot breathing heavy and smacking his lips and giggling psychopathically as he opens fire with the crosshairs right on the little children, I went ahead and started punching one of these heavy lockers we've got and bashed the whole door in. I was able to later fix part of it. Just because I had to let off some type of primitive steam at watching men 2 miles away in safety just laughing and giggling and snickering. And this is the Iraqis' country, even if these were, quote, insurgents. Well, I mean, what do you think our founding fathers were? We've gone there. We lied about WMDs. We've killed over a million of these people. We're in their nation, and you've got some reporters walking around with their Reuters video cameras, and you've got the military framing them saying, oh, yeah, that's clearly a gun. And then after they've shot them, after they've strafed them, they're clearly crawling around on the ground, and they say, oh, look, he's got a gun. He's firing at me. And you see in clear black and white that the guy is barely moving, dragging himself on the ground, and so they open fire on him again, which according to the rules of war, once somebody's down, you don't continue to shoot them, mainly because they want to be able to extract them and get intel from them. But it's like a video game to these people. And so there they are saying that they deserve what's happening to them. And then there's the aftermath. Michelle Malkin and others coming out defending all of this. And in the comments on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com and on the YouTube videos I've seen, I hear people attacking the video that Aaron Dykes and I put together last night where I intro it and we show tank drivers finding somebody getting wood out of a field for their fireplace to cook food. They say that's looting, so they shoot their car and laugh and then run over it with a tank like it's a monster truck rally, and they're all laughing, and they say that's what you get when you loot. We show footage of them showing throwing the puppy over the cliff. We show footage of contractors and troops where sitting off the side of a major highway, they're just randomly shooting up minivans and Mercedes, just randomly playing Elvis music, laughing and killing people like it's target practice. And in came the comments. You're a liar. It's been proven that's a fake puppy. Or how dare you say that these troops are coming home to be cops? I'm going in next month to be an MP so I can then be a police officer. What we're doing over there is good. You know, comments like this, and they do. They come back and they're our rulers. They run our lives. Within 2 days of that puppy video coming out, now 2 years ago, the Pentagon confirmed that was their Marines and that disciplinary action was being taken. Because, see, it's easy to dehumanize the Hajis, as they're called, the brown people, the Arabs, the Muslims. They're all bad. They deserve to die. Nuke them, turn them into a glass parking lot. But everybody knows that little black and white puppy that the Marines psychopathically joke about killing, then they throw it off a 200-foot cliff and it dies. I mean, there's literally hundreds of these videos. And YouTube tries to slap them all down, but it's all over foreign television. The whole world is seeing this while we're in our little bubble over here. I mean, so many videos. If you just type into a search engine, U.S. troops killing animals. They're killing horses. They're killing dogs. They're killing sheep. They drive by and throw hand grenades at shepherds. And I mean, it's all funny. You got an old shepherd with sheep? You just drive by and throw a hand grenade out. It blows up and kills everybody. And it's funny. And then under the comment section on any of these videos, you got troops going, I love it. This is absolutely wonderful. Kill every one of those stinking people. But the dog video got people upset. The dog people was the dog footage was upsetting to people because humans have been dehumanized. We've seen millions of simulated murders in TV shows and dramas and movies. We've seen hundreds of thousands of, you know, tapes over the years of real people dying in car wrecks or being eaten by alligators or getting their head chopped off or being shot. And so we have no empathy for our own species, but we haven't seen a lot of animals being killed. So we humanize the animal. And so there was this all this big freak out over the puppy. So Paul Watson and I put together articles with dozens and dozens of videos of troops killing animals and laughing about it. An old dog with mange walks up begging for food to the troops, and they just sit there with a shotgun and blow its back legs off, and it's sitting there wallowing in pain, and they go, look at you, you pathetic, ugly dog. Now you're going to die. And they just walk up and shotgun it in the head, and you hear them going, In fact, call Paul Watson. I want him to find the videos. I'm sure whatever stories we've written, they've taken the videos down, so I'll have to find them. But over and over again, when they're just sitting on top of a roof and cars are driving by and they're shooting them and they'll blow somebody's head off, and then you'll hear them actually with demons entering their body and taking full control, you'll hear, oh, that's the good guys with the heavy metal music playing and see, though, that's the sound of the good guys. That's the sound of the good guys. All this video of U.S. troops grab these Iraqi kids and they're beating them and they're beating them and they're beating them and they're beating them and beating them and beating them. And these troops are on top of this roof going, get him. And then all of a sudden they go, I mean, I can't even make the sound. I'm trying to imitate it, but there's nothing like the real thing. And then this old dog walks up and they just, I mean, that's who we are. And they're all going to be cops running the FEMA camps, controlling, taking the property, high-fiving, just running everything. Drones attacking the American people, checkpoints, GPSing your door, just taking your daughters, whatever they want. It's their time now. Huge armies of darkness trained for pure evil, marching back into the United States, rotating new cadres of gang members and people into the Middle East and then bringing them back here to rule over the American people. The great bloody lust, the great feast, everything. We're going to come back and play you some of the audio with the excised cuss words out. And we've got audio and the video while it's still up there at InfoWars.com where they're laughing about the kids going, shouldn't bring kids to a war zone.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Times are tough and you gotta stretch that dollar. A special invitation for listeners to save. Sign up at DoobleyShoppers.com today and start paying the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices for the coolest stuff.
New premium brand name TVs, laptops, watches, camcorders, Blu-ray players, and more.
All with factory warranties, just like you get from a retail chain, except for the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices. They start low and go lower with our reverse auctions.
You save even more with your first $8 auction purchase.
Doobly will give you an instant $25 dining certificate good at thousands of nationwide restaurants, plus a $500 vacation discount voucher, usable at hundreds of resorts around the U.S. and world.
Sign up today at DoobleyShoppers.com.
Pay the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices, and listeners receive special rewards. It's worth a peek to keep money in your pocket and the coolest stuff in your home and garage. Sign up today at DoobleyShoppers.com. That's D-U-B-L-I Shoppers.com. You'll be glad you did.
Roger that. We have no personnel east of our position, so you are free to engage. Over.
Firing.
Light them all up.
Come on, fire.
Hey, Roger. Keep shoot. Keep shoot. Roger.
I got him.
6 is 2-6. We're moving. We got both.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, I was on.
Bypass.
Kyle.
All right.
Got a bunch of bodies laying there.
All right, we got about 8 individuals.
Yeah, we got one guy crawling around down there, but yeah, we got definitely got some. We're shooting some more.
Roger. Altitude, I'll talk. Hotel 26, Crazy Horse 18.
Oh, yeah, look at those dead bastards.
Square 02, 310.
Nice.
Good shoot.
Thank you.
It's 18. We also have one individual appears to be wounded, trying to crawl away.
Yeah, we won't shoot anymore. He's getting up.
If he has a weapon on his hand?
No, I haven't seen one yet.
You guys got that guy crawling right now on the curb?
Yeah, I got him. I put two rounds in here, and you guys are shooting over there, too, so we'll see.
Yeah, roger that.
I got to do is pick up a weapon.
This is 2-6, roger. I'll pop flares. We also have one individual moving. We're looking for weapons. If we see a weapon, we're going to engage. Now, Bushmaster, we have a van that's approaching and picking up the bodies. Roger. Break. Crazy Horse 18, request permission to engage.
I'm picking up the wounded. Yeah, we're trying to get permission to engage. Come on, let us shoot. We're taking them.
Bushmaster 7, roger. This is Bushmaster 7, roger, engage.
18, engage. Clear.
Come on.
Clear. Clear.
Orange. Oh yeah, look at that, right through the windshield. This guy just drove over a body.
Micro 5-2, report free chain zone 4.
Hey, I need to get the brass to drop ramps. I got a wounded girl. We didn't take the rest of mine.
Oh, it's their fault for bringing their kids to a battle.
That's right.
It's their fault. So the ground troops show up and see it's a bunch of dead civilians and no weapons and two little girls splattered. And you see the troops grab the children up and start running away with them. And they say, hey, we need medical support here. By the way, the medical support didn't come. They said, nope, you're not taking them to our base. You're not taking them to a U.S. hospital. You take them to the Iraqi police station. You can go to Infowars.com and watch the unedited video. And I see comments on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com and on our YouTube postings. It's the minority, but they're there saying, how dare you talk bad about our troops? This is war. What do you think it is? So I guess then when other governments kill women and children, it's okay. I guess then that there's laws against this, that that's bad. I guess the rape rooms at Abu Ghraib are good, too. And I guess we're there liberating the Iraqis. I guess we're there to help them, right? You know, they had a 300,000-man army in 2003, and our military says they went around their army and only killed a small percentage. So how is it over a dead million Iraqis? And why is it so funny? And why do people deny that the puppy throwing is fake when here's CNN, puppy throwing Marine is removed from the Corps? A U.S. Marine videotaped throwing a puppy over a cliff while on patrol in Iraq has been kicked out of the Corps, and a second Marine involved has been disciplined, according to statements released by the Marines. This is from 2 years ago, but they have their psyops all over my site saying it wasn't real. They know full well the dog was real and that we don't have any human empathy for our fellow man anymore. Here's the puppy clip.
Cute little puppy, huh?
Oh, so cute. So cute. Oh, little puppy.
Oh,
a trick.
That's mean. That was mean.
That's mean. They just want to kill. And when they're back on your streets as cops, I've seen statistics as high as 81% of new police that the government recruits are veterans of Iraq and Afghanistan. Now, many of them aren't psychopathic, deranged, bloodthirsty demons, but many of them are. And that's why we see them shooting people in the back, beating women, tasering pregnant women. It is a culture of waging war. And now law enforcement is paramilitary. What's the military do? They kill people, they break things, they go after enemies. And there's always been atrocities in war. But if you study what our military's become, it's one of the most vicious and abusive and psychopathic. I mean, they paint 666 on their tanks and helicopters. They hang human skulls off of them. I will assure you that our military didn't do that under George Washington. And our military didn't do that in World War II. They're turning into demons, and it's being encouraged, and they're going to be put over us to control our lives.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The New World Order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cannons, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, this is Steve Shanky, Food Drag. We have stopped taking orders for the Buy 3, Get 1 Free program and have started production. Congratulations. Your choice to participate in the production of your food supply by pre-ordering will prove very wise. Shipments will begin the end of March and will be sent in the order that they were received. Now something fun. It's springtime. We all know that garden seeds aren't really a food supply, but they're a great supplement to your food reserve if you have the time and place to garden. Here's the plan. When you add a one-month superfood spring pack to your food storage, we'll send you that garden of non-hybrid seeds absolutely free. Order now while the free seeds last. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Get a real supply of food to eat while you wait for your supplemental garden to grow. Call 800-409-5633, efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
Jesse Ventura will be joining us live in the last hour today. Mike Rivero coming up in about 27 minutes from now in the second hour. We'll simulcast 3 hours of the radio show at PrisonPlanet.tv, the second, third, and fourth hour today. Look, here's the deal. I don't like bashing the military. I have seen countless videos of the troops engaging in cold-blooded murder, abuse of animals. The Army's own report on torture admits that we were shown the mild photos. There are thousands of photos and videos from Abu Ghraib and other camps with them raping children with battery acid. And I can't even tell you more. You have to read the report for yourself. They do satanic rituals, according to mainstream newspapers, to freak out the Muslims. It's not to freak them out. This is what the psychiatrist at Camp X-Ray in Guantanamo Bay like. It has been confirmed for 5 years that they bring in hookers who are menstruating to, in fact, I'm going to just stop there. Okay. They put them on PCP, LSD. They dress up in devil outfits. And it is meant to just completely blow these people's minds. And then they break some of them, make them double agents, re-release them, and have them go out and carry out terror attacks. In fact, the Pentagon admitted a few years ago that Camp X-Ray, and of course, that's just a public site. They have hundreds of black sites that have been confirmed around the world are actually mind-controlled laboratories. And it's not just mind-controlling those they're torturing. It's mind-controlling the psychologists, the psychiatrist, and the jail guards to see if they will do these types of things. What do you think the Pentagon does when back in the 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s until today, we'll put troops, our own troops, in a chamber and tell them they're going to have the flu tested on them and then nerve gas them, and then they dissect their bodies and tell their families they died of the flu. That's part of Project Shad. So this is a culture of psychopathic abuse. And I want to remind the military, the federal government is announcing they want to make you buy your own health insurance and not even pay for your VA care. They have put hundreds of thousands of veterans on PTSD list. No judge, no jury, no trial. Violates the Second Amendment. There is no law that they can ban your Second Amendment. But now that they have the NICS system, that's a database. They just do it by fiat. And now the White House is saying anybody we don't like we'll put on the no gun buy list. It's the no fly, no buy law. But they're already implementing it by fiat without a law. And remember the MIAC and Homeland Security reports that we broke here last year that we talked so much about. It says returning veterans are the number one threat to Homeland Security. They mean returning veterans that are pro-Second Amendment, anti-New World Order. They love the types that they've psychologically profiled that are psychopathic killers. But the troops that did their job and didn't violate their code, and that's why they have questionnaires. Will you fire on U.S. citizens? And that's been put in the database. If you say no, then suddenly you get put on the no-fly, no-buy list. You get targeted. You get followed. But if you're just a little psychopathic killer, they recruit you into the police departments via Homeland Security. In fact, Jaron, yesterday you showed me that ad, that Homeland Security ad, saying, become part of Homeland Security. Be a security guard. Be a police officer. Be a everything's Homeland Security now. And so you wonder how at the G20 in Pittsburgh last year, and this is in the film Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA, how they could have police with women coming out of grocery stores with bags, and they say, no one allowed on the streets. And the women say, officer, it's old women, I'm just going to my car, and they release the police dog on them. You wonder why that's going on. You wonder why they were out at night going into the universities where they knew people would be outside in the park, and they would say, you're not allowed to be anywhere on the streets during the G20, and the kids would try to run, but they had them boxed in, and they would physically attack them three nights in a row. They wanted to attack. They wanted to engage. They wanted to fire rubber bullets. They wanted to fire microwave guns. They wanted to fire sound cannons. And then the video got released, multiple angles, of a champagne police sedan, LTD, pulling up, jumping out, grabbing a demonstrator, shoving him in the car and driving away. And it was on Drudge. It was everywhere. And then the neocons put out reports saying, this isn't real. And then the G20 came out the next day and said, well, no, it is real. Those were private security forces hired by us in military uniforms. So even worse, just unnamed contractors driving around, snatching and grabbing citizens, cramming them into cars, disappearing. And black sites all over the world where they're torturing people and flying Americans out. And now the news openly announcing they're doing this. And they have the Belligerent Act saying for any intelligence purpose or any reason dictated by the president, U.S. citizens can be grabbed and taken away. We were the greatest nation on earth. Now we have been turned into a country filled with corrupt, piratical hitmen who work for the offshore banks. It's the enjoyment of the murder of children and women and unarmed men and animals. It's the enjoyment, the giggling, the snickering, the laughing. It's the dehumanization as we're trained that our fellow man are worse than pond scum. And as the troops themselves are dehumanized and turned into animals. This will and is already coming back on us. This has scientifically been set up to create huge armies of sadistic, psychopath, bloodlusting murderers. The loss of our soul really began with the Native Americans because, oh, they're a group different from us, so we can round them up, we can kill them, we can starve them to death, we can mow down men, women, and children at wounded knee. Then it expanded. Oh, the Japanese attacked us. They're trying to surrender for a month. We're going to drop two A-bombs on civilian cities. Then Curtis LeMay wanted to nuke the Russians. Remember Dresden, 500,000 plus people died in one night when they firebombed the city with incendiary bombs. Over 1,000 U.S. aircraft bombed it. Over 500,000 people died. And folks say, oh, well, you know, Hitler attacked us. The Germans deserve that. Really? Hitler, for the first 4 months of the Blitzkrieg, wouldn't even bomb cities. Not saying Hitler was good, but that had never really before been done. Carpet bombing of cities. And then the U.S.-backed British, with aircraft we'd given them, flew missions with over 500 aircraft to carpet bomb. This is mainline history. To carpet bomb Berlin and other cities to get Hitler. Churchill, this is how cold-blooded Churchill was. Churchill knew that he would get more political support if Hitler targeted cities, that it would anger the British. And so they ran a mission to bomb Berlin to get Hitler to target British cities. And another reason was Hitler was starting to knock out the RAF bases and the military bases, and they wanted him to shift onto the cities so that they wouldn't have their military destroyed. Very cold-blooded, but the calculation works. So get yourself into the mindset of Churchill wanting Hitler to bomb British cities to get the British anger going, and ask yourself, would our military stage 9/11 to get their Project for New American Century launched? Well, they wrote that they would stage attacks, that they needed attacks. Zbigniew Brzezinski, Donald Rumsfeld, Dick Cheney, they all wrote books, all wrote publications in the years before bragging about it. The Hart-Rubin Commission, I have video clips of them saying, we needed a new Pearl Harbor and we got one. We're going to make lemonade out of these lemons. But the bigger issue here, the large issue, is that you have all these neocon publications that Paul Watson's linked to in his article, Neocons Defend Massacre of Iraqi Journalist Children, defending it, saying it's good. Remember 4 or 5 months after 9/11 in early 2002, it's in my film Road to Tyranny, the Washington Post article, they had the CIA section chief for the Middle East saying, yeah, we take people's children and we torture them in front of them at secret sites in Jordan and in Egypt and other nations. See, they thought they had you scared, angry, ready to do anything. So at that time, Rumsfeld got up and gave speeches about taking the gloves off and torturing people. And they said, yeah, we're torturing kids. And yeah, and DynCorp is grabbing some other kids when they're in other countries that aren't related. But hey, that's part of it. It's a war. We like to sell the kids. Oh, yeah, that's Chicago Tribune. No, the truth is all of us are seen as worthless. All of us are seen as trash. All of us are seen as filth, and these top psychopaths launch these wars, not just to get oil and weapon sales, but to create armies of ruthless killers who aren't going to come back and found the Hell's Angels. They're not going to come back and found the Mongols. You know, the roughest, toughest biker gangs were just veterans who came back and were ruthless and were screwed up. And they said, why don't I run some hookers and run some drugs and I'll kill anybody gets in my way. I want to die anyways. Well, now your former psycho killer military people, they don't become Hell's Angels. They don't become Mongols. They become APD, Austin Police Department. They become LAPD. They become NYPD. They become Miami PD. They become Houston PD. And they run our lives. They become FBI. And to them, killing somebody is like wiping dog crap off their feet. Excuse me. You are seen as scum, as trash, as dehumanized filth. Coming up in the next hour, I'm going to play the puppy murder video. I'm going to play U.S. troops running over a family's car for no reason. I'm going to play, I'm sure Watson's found it by now. Is Watson the master of finding everything? Has he sent you the footage of the guy going, there's two of them. Search engine the term U.S. troops beat Iraqi youth or children. That's got guys making the demon noises. You did find that. Oh, he sent you a bunch. Good. Yeah, but Watson can just research under the same names if they've been pulled. They're always pulling them. It's like whack-a-mole. I want the ones where the old mangy dog walks up to the camp just wanting some beanie weenies or something. And they're so dehumanized. These troops are such demon-possessed husk of humans. Oh, you can't demonize that dog and call it a Hodge, can you? You can't call it a raghead dog. That's why people do get mad at these. They always pull these. And the dog walks over and they say, "You want some food? You pathetic, ugly piece of garbage. You pathetic, sickening piece of filth. Have this." And they shotgun its back legs and it's sitting there. And they go, "Oh, you're in pain now, you pathetic piece of filth." And they kill it. See, it always takes more to get them excited. They'd already killed countless children or countless women. They'd already sat on the side of the road shooting innocent people. That didn't get them off anymore. So they always, like demons, like torturers, like Joseph Mengele in a dungeon, have to lean over the wounded creature and just extract the satanic power from its pain. It's just entertainment. You drive by in northern Iraq, a Kurd, he's even your ally. Doesn't matter. He's out there with sheep. He works for a living. He's out there tending to sheep. They just throw a hand grenade out of the Humvee. It blows up the middle of the sheep and the man, and they all just laugh. That guy was worth just a laugh. His life, his family, his children, his wife, his home, his sheep, his little life, it meant nothing to those guys. And they're all going to be police officers. And they're going to be pulling your wife over. They're going to be pulling your daughter over. And nobody's going to bring them to justice. And they're going to be part of the SWAT teams that come for your guns. They're going to be the people that come when the environmentalists are taking your ranch and farm. They're going to be there. And if you dare lift a hand or you even speak to them, you even argue with them, they're going to take a rifle butt and knock your teeth out and drag your wife in the back and have their way with her. I've got three articles today of cops kidnapping people, raping them, holding them for ransom, robbing banks. I never even cover this stuff. Did you know maybe one time out of 100 do I cover the news I have? Maybe I should just spend the whole show every day with the raping and the killing and the murdering and the cops killing their wives and the killing their kids and the psychopathic murdering going on and a Delta Force unit coming home and three guys from their team murdering their wives and children and setting their houses on fire. And they reported in the newspaper when the cops pulled up to one Delta Force guy's house, he was flopping around on the ground, foaming at the mouth. Somebody call an exorcist. I mean, what do you call that? Flopping around, foaming. This is what we've turned into, ladies and gentlemen. This is the demonic force being turned loose. We do have the demon guy, because you guys were nodding. There's hundreds. Well, then there's one specific. Well, there's two where they make the same demon noise. What? Oh, he's getting it. Good. I mean, look, listen, I want you to hear this. You can't just make this stuff up and see, I'm the bad guy. I don't want the federal government to take your pension funds as they're now announcing they're going to do. That's bad. I don't want hundreds of toxic chemicals put in the water by design to sterilize all of us and give us cancer. I'm the bad one. I read mainstream news calling for world government, unelected world government, run our lives. I'm the bad guy because I'm against it. I'm against killing dogs and laughing about it and enjoying it and leering over it or laughing about dead children you've just machine gunned. I'm the bad man, not them. I'm against taking our troops and putting them in chambers and nerve gassing them to death. I am bad, not those nerve gassing them. Remember that. I'm the unpatriotic filth. I'm the unpatriotic garbage. I'm the evil one. Because if I teleported back to the Aztec kingdom 2,000 years ago in central Mexico today, and I said, don't sacrifice your children, don't tear your wife's heart out, don't go to the market and buy human flesh, this is dehumanizing, this is evil, they would look at me and say, you are crazy, because in our culture, this is normal. So see, I am the bad one. I would be bad in Nazi Germany. I would be bad in Soviet Russia. I would be bad in the Aztec kingdom. I would be bad. And we are all the bad people. You understand that now. This is now an inverse world. This is now the Antichrist playground where death and destruction and murder and slaughter and torture and evil and abuse of children is good and everything wholesome and decent is bad. We'll be right back.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose except poor sleep? Go to MyPillowShop.com, mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow for the rest of your life.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Fact. 4 million people in the U.S. have hepatitis C due to liver damage.
Fact.
Cirrhosis of the liver is the eighth leading cause of death among Americans.
Fact.
Alcohol, many prescription drugs, food additives, pesticides, and environmental toxins damage the liver.
Fact.
1 in 10 Americans is or has been affected by liver or gallbladder disease.
Fact.
Anything that keeps the liver from doing its job can put your life in danger. Protect your liver by visiting researchedherbs.com and learning more about the world's number one selling all-natural liver support formula, Live 52. It is the only herbal liver supplement that is backed by over 190 published clinical trials and endorsed by a quarter of a million healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide.
Don't wait to protect your liver.
Visit us at researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486 or go to researchedherbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
Yes. 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 Oh, please, don't hurt me.
shoot in the ass. You little die.
All right. Now, when we go live on PrisonPlanet.tv, we're going to be showing these videos. So viewer discretion is advised. I'd say one of those children is no older than six. He's on the ground with blood pouring out of his mouth. They're stomping on his testicles. British troops have grabbed three or four Iraqi children, ages 12 to 6. They take them behind the perimeter wall. And the British troops are stomping on their testicles, stomping on their heads, beating them with batons. And U.S. troops are up on a wall just going, yes. Oh, I mean, it's so demonic, I can't even do the voice. And every time they stomp their genitals, they just go, oh, yes. Oh, please. They enjoy the begging. That's like when the Jeffrey Dahmer has some kid strapped down. He's like, oh, please, just keep begging. It's our country now. We're being turned loose. The gates of hell have been released. Our forces will be with you fully soon. The gate is now opening. Glory. I love the power. We will rid your bodies, the black uniforms, the death camps that my master conjures in all nations, in all ages. Soon, with the high-tech systems, our evil will be released at a level never before seen in human history. We plan to kill more than 80% of you, and the 20% we've told that we're not going to kill, we're going to kill later. Death and destruction and pain, nothing will be able to stop us. Oh, yes, it's so good. Play my brother now. Let us hear his victory dance, his orgy of pain. Hear him as the six-year-old is tortured. Play the clip. All right, we'll come back and play that later. This is the type of evil that we're talking about, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes. Oh, yes. You're going to get it. Yes. Naughty little boys. Yes. 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 Oh, please, don't hurt me. Hey. You little shoot in the ass. You little die.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds could become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Former Minnesota Governor Jesse Ventura, the star of the new hit television investigation report, Conspiracy Theory. Jesse Ventura will be joining us in the last hour today. Mike Rivero of WhatReallyHappened.com joins us in this hour. I'm Alex Jones of Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We're going to be getting into the setup of the militias here in the U.S. ahead of government-sponsored staged terror to be blamed on the Tea Parties and all the good old boys that have loved all these wars. It's all actually been designed and set up for you. Obviously, we're going to talk about the confirmed children and the ambulance that came to get the dead and dying off the streets. This is from 3 years ago. WikiLeaks released this yesterday. They've been talking about releasing it the last week and a half. They say they've got a whole bunch of other videos of similar things. But this video is nothing compared to all the video we've got. I mean, there's countless videos that are being seen on international television shot by U.S. and British troops where you will have 5, 6, 7, 8-year-old kids being beaten, being killed. And there's the same demonic noise the troops make. It's a, oh, yes. You know, I mean, it's like what a psycho does in movies. And I guess that's modeled in the films after real psychos. I always thought growing up that Italian gangsters didn't really talk like that. Like, oh, how you doing there, pal? Oh, yeah. Until I've been to New York quite a few times and actually met people that talk like that. I'm not knocking them. I'm just saying, you think Hollywood's over-dramatizing psychopaths with someone belted into a gurney torturing them, going, oh, you go ahead and beg for your life, and making these demonic victory noises of pleasure. I've seen video after video after video where our troops do this demonic pleasure thing when they're killing women and children, especially. It's an added goodie. And this is an army of darkness. It's condoned. It's supported. It's promoted. This is what tough guys do. Of course, George Washington was the opposite of this. And there is collateral damage in war, but this whole war is based on a fraud and a lie. So we're going to walk through. We've tried to edit the full unedited footage down to about 10 minutes from 17, all the cussing and pleasuring themselves and, ah-ha, dead kids and, ha-ha, ran over that dead body. So we're going to be playing that while Rivero's on with us today and analyzing it piece by piece. But another issue is how the media is spinning this, saying this is a great thing. Or they're still saying this, the dead puppy, throwing the puppy off the cliff, is fake, when the Pentagon, here's CNN, admits it's real. So there's this denial of what's going on. Mike Rivero, I would imagine you've seen the footage. Give us your take on it.
Well, I'm absolutely shocked by the footage, you know, to actually see it. I'm not surprised these things are happening. Looking at it, it's obvious that our troops are so conditioned to view anybody that is doing anything other than simply walking along as suspicious. We are now coming to understand that what those pilots thought were AK-47s were actually cameras with telephoto lenses being carried by these reporters for Reuters News. And the pilots just leapt to a conclusion, oh, there's something on a strap, it's a long tube, must be some kind of weapon, and they got permission to fire, and they just blasted everybody in the area. They didn't even target just the soldiers carrying, or what they thought were soldiers carrying rifles, they simply blasted everybody in the area. And then the most sickening thing is you've got this guy on the ground, which we later find out is one of the Reuters reporters, and he's just crawling, wounded, bleeding all over the place, trying to get out of the street, up on the sidewalk, and they're talking about, can we shoot him? He's still alive. Can we shoot him? Give us permission to shoot him. The van shows up. People get out to help this wounded guy. There is no sign of aggression. There's no sign of any weapons. There's no uniform or anything to indicate that these are hostile forces. The Apache crews get permission to fire, and they just blast this van. Then we find out there are children in it. They were just there trying to help the guy. We got a couple of dead Reuters reporters. It's disgusting. It really is.
Well, and also, when they're picking up his body, they go, that's a weapon. Open fire. They can see it's his body they're picking up. So they're framing them. Soon to be police officers in a city near you, pulling your daughter over. We'll be right back with Mike Rivero. Stay with us. Key information straight ahead.
One major world crisis away from having a totalitarian type of system.
The main event is the wholesale destruction of the world economy.
The push for every nation on the globe to identify and number all of its citizens.
Friends, I hope that you will order Shadow Government from InfoWars.com. We also have some specials where you can get some of our other films half price when you order Shadow Government. A new level in production quality and in information. It exposes how a cashless society surveillance beast grid of total control is being put into place. This film needs to be seen. Everybody needs to get it. So order yours today. Show it to your friends, your family, your church, your neighbors, your boss, your employees. Shadow Government, ladies and gentlemen. Get your copy at InfoWars.com today. Shadow Government. It gives Big Brother a black eye. Available at InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We know that WikiLeaks has scores of videos. WikiLeaks told MSNBC this morning of gun camera footage. In some cases, of hundreds being killed. They'll go to a wedding. They say there's one guy they want to get. They kill everybody. And more times than not, the person they even wanted to kill wasn't even there. And there is footage all over Afghanistan of reporters being killed. They are targeting reporters because they don't want them there. And now the Pentagon in the last year has been talking about targeting reporters here in the United States and going after websites. The issue here, the foundation of this is PNAC, George Bush's handlers, wanted to go into Iraq. They said we have to have a Pearl Harbor event to do it. They lied about WMDs premeditatedly. They knew they weren't there. That's come out in the Downing Street and White House memos. Over 1 million dead Iraqis in the last 6+ years. That's a conservative number. Some are as high as 1.5 million. Almost none of those are actual military combatants. So it's a scorched earth policy. Same thing in Afghanistan. And it's so bad now, Mohammad Karzai is panicking. The Unocol executive, the globalist puppet, saying he may join the Taliban and kick the U.S. out because he knows his days are numbered. And joining us to talk about this is Mike Rivero. Mike, I want to go over all the facets and the psychological issues here and the neocons everywhere defending this today and still lying and saying the troops aren't killing puppies and things, even when that's admitted. But it's also the psychological abuse of the troops, putting them in this type of culture, promoting this type of culture, Mike. And now the majority of new police recruits, as you know, in the last decade are being recruited out of the military. So these guys are going to be on our streets and are on our streets.
Yeah, that's a very terrifying situation here. I mean, we've seen video of American soldiers throwing live grenades into flocks of sheep just to see what's going to happen. And this kind of incredible callous disregard is something that obviously is being indoctrinated into these kids when they get over there. And we saw the same thing in Vietnam, where ordinary, well-behaved young men and women were drafted into the military. They were sent through boot camp, which turns you into a crazed killer in just, you know, 6 weeks of basic training. Then they come back into the society and they have trouble reintegrating and going back to being well-behaved citizens. And this video that we saw yesterday, what is really most chilling about it is, as you were saying, to just hear the sounds of their voices and how excited they are to be doing this and this complete detachment from the recognition. Those are real human beings down there. I know it looks like a giant Nintendo set when you're studying it through your thermal vision system, but those are real people down there, and they haven't done anything that justifies being blown apart by cannon shells. And yet these pilots and gunners, they're just having the time of their life. That's a very scary psychology at work.
And I've listened to the gun camera tapes from Korea, Vietnam, and other wars. They were very professional as they were dropping bombs, as they were killing people. You don't hear these type of celebrations. And then when the ground troops show up, they're not celebrating. They're freaked out when they see these two wounded girls. And they radio back, hey, there were kids in that van. We got to get them to the hospital. And the helicopter pilot just giggles and says, you shouldn't bring them to a battle. When they've just targeted basically an ambulance, they're there framing the people on the ground, saying they've got weapons. Clearly, when they're helping to get the wounded in the car, they're saying, oh, there's a weapon, and giggling. They know there's not a weapon. They're all there encouraging each other, saying, come on, let me shoot, let me get them, like it's a video game. And this is all part of the conditioning and the dehumanization that has taken place.
Well, the important thing to remember right now is when all the propaganda is said and done, these videotapes are how the United States is going to be judged and seen by history in the coming years. There's no amount of glorification and flag waving that is going to erase the memory of what is really going on in the ground there. And I'm afraid that the United States, as a moral leader in the world, is absolutely finished because of videotapes like this one. Nobody is going to see America as the good guy anymore. We are the 21st century version of the Nazi conquering hordes, and that's exactly how history is going to remember us.
Well, this is in Nuremberg. It came out that on the Eastern Front and in Serbia, they would go in and just kill whole villages, and it was the same attitude. And hundreds of Nazi officers were hung by the neck until dead for this. But now we're told, no, this is what the good guys do.
Yeah, basically that's it. And, you know, the war crimes trials are run by the victors is really what it comes down to. And we know that the U.S. did some very atrocious things in World War II as well. It's just because they were the winners, nobody got prosecuted. But right now, as we head into what looks to be an attempt to, again, sell us a war in Iran, I need to remind everybody that my concern about any more war is we're not in a position to win. And that, you know, we don't have the economy, we don't have the manufacturing capacity, and if we push these wars any further and we are defeated, all of our political leaders are going to be standing on those gallows, as they should, for the crimes that we see in these videotapes.
I want to play a video that I played the audio of last hour. And when I say I've seen countless videos, I mean, just live last hour, I remembered some of these and told them, search troops beat Iraqi children. And one of these kids looks like he's about 6 years old. He's in a pool of blood. They drag him off the street for supposedly throwing rocks. They bring him in. The British troops are beating him. There's pools of blood. They're stomping their groin. They're beating him in the head with batons. And there are U.S. troops, like Satan and Beelzebub, sitting up on top of parapet at a base, looking down 50 yards away, making the most demonic sounds of sadistic enjoyment that I've ever heard. And I noticed this same giggling and chortling on tape after tape after tape when our troops and contractors are sitting off the road, just randomly shooting up a highway, people falling out dead. We have all these videos up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. The same demonic sounds when they throw a hand grenade in between sheep and a sheep herder. Literally just killing people and enjoying it. I want to play this video in audio so people can hear the sound of, for lack of a better term, what a demon-possessed ringwraith sounds like in a blood orgy. Here it is. They're dragging the kids in to the base.
Oh, yes. You're going to get it. Yes. Naughty little boys. Yes. 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 Oh, please don't hurt me. Hey. You little shoot in the ass. You little die.
That's enough. It goes on and on. Now, every time they stomp him in the groin, every time they beg, his demonic whale song, you know, whales have a beautiful song, but our troops, you just heard the song. The demon song is, I guess, what I would coin the term for. This is demon song. This is demonic praise. Christian, you know, music would be beautiful, choral, hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn king, uplifting. But this is demon song. What do you think of that, Mike Rivera?
Well, you know, I listen to this stuff and I'm flashing back to the revelation that the U.S. government has actually been drugging our troops, giving them speed and all kinds of things so they can get more work out of them in the combat zones. And I'm beginning to wonder if there are some other chemicals at use here that are just turning these kids into such inhuman, insensitive monsters, because it is scary to hear this and realize these are human beings. I don't even want to admit that I'm the same species as these people when I hear these sounds.
Well, it's funny you'd say that. 5 years ago, it was 6 years ago. In fact, pull this up. It was a Wired magazine story called The Marshall Plan. It's not what weapons our troops will have in the future, but what drugs they will be on. And they admit that they're giving aggression drugs secretly to the troops. Then they give them an amnesiac similar to Halcyon to not remember it. And they've done drills where they order them. And remember, Gruckheimer was in the Ithaca Times years ago saying, oh, yes, we go in and kill everyone in the village, men, women, and children. We line the kids up and shoot them in the back of the head. And then the Pentagon came out and said, well, only certain villages. And so they give them drugs to do it. Then they give them amnesiacs. Our troops are under mind control.
It's a very scary situation. They're being turned into robots. We're seeing it in the videotape. They're conditioned to see anything as a threat and to open fire on it. And it's scary. I mean, it's almost like the scenes from Terminator where people are down on the ground and these robotic machines are in the sky killing everything that moves. And it doesn't matter that there's a real flesh and blood pilot. If they're juiced up on all these chemicals, they're still robots. They're organic robots, but they're still robots and they're killing everything that moves. I can't imagine that Reuters News Service is going to treat this issue very, very gently. It did take CNN a day to finally come forward and cover this WikiLeaks story. But I think the media has to be looking at all the dead reporters that we're seeing in the war zones and realizing that maybe cutting the government slack on these wars isn't such a good idea because they could be next. They could
exactly.
Be the next.
Here's another video to search of hundreds. It was another Reuters reporter. Tank kills Reuters reporter. And he's out front in the street with his camera. He's videotaping with a full crew. They just drive right up and machine gun him from the top of the tank. I mean, there's been so many of these, but they're hardly ever on US TV. But as you said earlier, the entire world is seeing this every day and knows that the United States is the Legion of Doom. And for people that say, oh, kill all them Hajis, they're not human, the bankers see you as not being human as well. That's why they're announcing they're preparing to take all of your pension funds and bank accounts for the banks in the next banking takeover, in the next crisis they stage. So remember, all of you out there that have turned into demons supporting this, by extension, remember, the same elite sees you the way they see the Hajis, as they call them, the ragheads, that with those type of racist statements. And obviously, ladies and gentlemen, things are only going to get worse from here. And everybody's kind of forgotten about the wars because Obama's in and he's continuing the torture, everything else. Mike Rivero, straight ahead. We'll be right back.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Jim Newcomer with Midas Resources, talking today about change. Not the change we were promised by President Obama, but the reality that we must face in these changing economic times. With our national debt currently exceeding $12.5 trillion and our unfunded liabilities totaling over $107 trillion, the value of the U.S. dollar continues its slide into oblivion. There's still time to ensure your financial security with precious metals, but you need to act today. Call me, Jim Newcomer, at 800-686-2237, extension 104, and we can explore how Midas Resources can help you secure your financial future. With our government continuing to find new ways to spend our money at the expense of our children and grandchildren, there's still time to acquire a true hedge against inflation with precious metals. Call me, Jim Newcomer, at 800-686-2237, extension 104, and we'll discuss how you can take physical possession or convert your IRA into precious metals before it's too late. 800-686-2237, extension 104, and make the commitment today to retain the security you worked a lifetime to establish.
One major world crisis away from having a totalitarian type of system.
The main event is the wholesale destruction of the world economy.
The push for every nation on the globe to identify and number all of its citizens.
Friends, I hope that you will order Shadow Government from InfoWars.com. We also have some specials when you get some of our other films half price when you order Shadow Government. A new level in production quality and in information. It exposes how a cashless society, surveillance beast grid of total control is being put into place. This film needs to be seen. Everybody needs to get it. So order yours today. Show it to your friends, your family, your church, your neighbors, your boss, your employees. Shadow Government, ladies and gentlemen, get your copy at InfoWars.com today. Shadow Government. It gives Big Brother a black eye. Available at InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Oh, my sinuses. They feel like they'll explode.
Sinus pressure, sinus headaches that keep you up at night. You've struggled for years. You've tried everything to get relief, but your sinus distress just keeps coming back and robbing you of the healthy life you deserve. Sound familiar? Well, you're not alone. Statistics show that 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress. Fact is, 67 products merely treat the symptoms and don't get to the cause of your sinus problem. Now there's a solution that's safe and doctor-recommended. SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray. It's the only patent-protected nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of your sinusitis. No alcohol, no rebound congestion, no drug interactions, and easy to use. Don't go another day just treating symptoms. Take control of your sinus health now and get SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray and get the relief you deserve. Go to buysinofresh.com. That's B-U-Y, sinofresh.com. Or call 888-906-3636. Breathe easy. Breathe free. Get SinoFresh today. It works.
There was still some looting going on when we arrived. And when we came across soldiers, they didn't seem sure of their role.
That child don't need to be here.
No school deal.
That's what he need to be doing, not following you.
We filmed these GIs after they caught a group of Iraqis stealing wood.
We try to stop them from looting, they don't understand, so we'll take their car and we'll crush it. United States Army, tankers, fool.
Told us, I'm a taxi driver. The car was my livelihood.
Now, see, the issue here is they find a guy with some wood he's gotten out of a field. I've watched the whole frontline piece. This is what they're cooking their food with. And they say, no, this is how we win your hearts and minds. You were caught getting some wood. We're now going to shoot your car up and laugh, then run over it back and forth with a $2 million tank that could damage the tank, and then laugh at you. They laugh. It's an enjoyment. They kill dogs. It's an enjoyment. Mike Rivera.
Yeah, it is not an image that we, the American taxpayers, want to see out in the world, because we pay for it all. And ultimately, in theory, we're responsible. These public these troops are the public face of America, and we're all being told that we're bringing democracy to these people, that we're there, that they're supposed to be welcoming us with flowers, and then we get this slap in the face that our troops are behaving just like the Nazis in occupied territory. And, you know, years from now, I'm sure they'll be making movies about the American troops, and they'll be portrayed on the screen the way we now portray the Nazis, as these inhuman monsters that take incredible delight in what they're doing. And by the way, as a little historical footnote, the Nazis were real big on drugging their troops as well. They were using more natural chemicals like St. John's wort and valerian root. They were giving their troops this stuff.
They were also giving them anabolic steroids.
And meth. Methadrine was invented by the Nazis, I understand, as a battlefield drug to make them stronger, more fearless, to see better in the dark, and to basically feel no inhibitions whatsoever about going out and doing what they were doing to the targeted populations. So we're following along in a very ignoble tradition, if you will. And with regard to this targeting of reporters, I was thinking during the break, back during the initial invasion of Iraq in 2003, where the journalists were all put in this one hotel in Baghdad, and I remember this video where this tank across the block, this traffic circle, literally turned and shelled the hotel where the press was located, and there were signs identifying that this was the media center and everything. And, you know, afterwards, you know, the military was making jokes about it and said, well, I had my finger on the trigger, and they had a big sign saying press. So, and, you know, aha, and very, very funny. But yeah, even back then, the military were killing the reporters. They didn't want them around to see.
Well, there was a London Guardian article where the reporter was with the Marines, and they got a 50 caliber rifle in Basra, and this woman's walking with children in her hands, leading them, and they said, look at that bleeper, called her a name, and they placed bets, and it was 1,000 yards away on whether they could blow her head off. Then they blow her head off, and they have a big celebration, and then back at base, the reporter confronts them, and a bunch of Marines chant, we love killing kids. And it turns out the Marines now have a chant about go out in the school ground, let the little bastards gather around, mow them down, you know, throw the candy on the ground, watch the little bleepers gather around, then mow them down. I mean, this is demonic. I mean, they might as well start wearing devil horns or something.
Yeah, absolutely. And it again, this is not the image of the war that we're being fed here at home, where, you know, our troops are really good guys and they're being welcomed and everybody loves them and we only ever target the bad guys. And yet we're seeing from all of these various theaters, whether it's Pakistan or wherever, that the U.S. government is killing 40, 50 non-combatant civilians for every one suspected terrorist. And again, we don't really know if there was anybody there that needed, you know, that justified that kind of an attack.
Plus, we're invading them. They weren't involved in 9/11. No one even says that now. But what about all the cases where they go into a family, rape them, and then kill everybody to cover it up?
And then dig the bullets out, which we're getting another report about that in Afghanistan.
Yeah, in fact, I forgot to get that and send it to you. A New York Times, Pentagon admits cover-up in village massacre. So that's there. And then Pat Tillman was going to come home and expose the whole war as a fraud, so they fragged him. They murdered him. Mike, stay there. We're going to come back and play this raw video.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. The Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. With continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products, you can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
A new order. It is not new, and it is not order.
Adolf Hitler, he wanted a world government with himself as the master leader.
One small central authority of individuals can then dictate a policy that's going to be distributed down to the rest of the world, everywhere.
The Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the world's superclass. This documentary chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
We've become accustomed to the idea that every now and then something is going to happen, and we just know from the beginning we're not going to get to the bottom of it.
Learn how this global oligarchy controls the populace through drug trafficking, money laundering,
staged terror attacks, media propaganda, and debt.
Americans are easily motivated by false flag operations, and I think it's inevitable that we will see false flag operations in the near future.
Witness their plan for a global tax and a cashless surveillance society in which every man, woman, and child is microchipped at birth.
A network Washington set up to run arms to the Contras wound up running cocaine for the most vicious drug cartel in the world.
Barney Frank acknowledged having used a male prostitute, whom he then hired as a personal employee. And he ran a prostitution business out of Frank's home.
If you look at the elite throughout history, many of the people that achieve pinnacles of power are into the occult.
Stories about what happens in these redwoods are hard to come by.
Invisible Empire, a new world order defined. Secure your copy of Invisible Empire on DVD at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, or see it in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time.
This evil will not be done in my name or my family's name. Invisible Empire, the new film, it starts shipping in just, what, 8 days? 9 days? Order the DVD now. Support us, but more importantly, make copies of it. It gives you the history of the New World Order, how they operate, their mindset, who they are, how to stop them. 18 months in the making, our new film, Invisible Empire, New World Order Defined. And then coming out a week later, you can pre-order the DVD now. Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA, totally proves the COG government, the shadow government, the FEMA camps, where they are, the executive orders, the torture, the riot police at the G20. Both films available now at Infowars.com. They will also premiere at PrisonPlanet.tv on the 15th and 21st for PrisonPlanet.tv members that are also watching us live right now, an added level to the syndicated radio broadcast. You can also call toll-free to order both the new films, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, or write to me, Alex Jones, P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas 78760. The people are now ready to be awakened. The people are now ready to see the truth. Get the films. Get them out to everybody. Key tools in the info war. And see your purchase as a donation to make what we do here possible. If you believe in what we're doing, we need your financial support. Going back to Mike Rivera of WhatReallyHappened.com. Mike, I keep going back to this, but I want you to speak to it in detail. Then we're going to play longer clips with the cuss words cut out of the murdered operation with this gun camera footage from these Apaches for the radio listeners and viewers. But, Mike, specifically, people think they're in a bubble here in the U.S. and that we can lie about people and invade them and kill them and do all these things and that we won't be abused here. But the very same police state grid is being put in place here. Mike Rivera.
Yeah, absolutely. We've seen the LRADs are going out there. They're talking about the microwave pain guns. They're using tasers incredibly recklessly. The same tools of public oppression that we're seeing at use on the ground in Iraq and Afghanistan are going to be directed against the American people by the U.S. government in order to perpetuate its own power and privilege and wealth. We're descending into a fascist economy. There is absolutely no question about that at this point. And the U.S. government is not going to surrender its power willingly. We're looking at all these 10th resolution movements in the states. The governor of Utah just signed a bill using eminent domain to try and recover some of the lands the federal government has stolen. That's going to wind up in a court fight. At some point, we're going to see federal troops marching into a state in order to enforce federal law over the state's wishes. And at that point, we're going to see some shooting start. But the bottom line is no tyrannical government ever gave up power willingly just because it was the will of the people. I have been the whole purpose of my website and radio show for the last 16 years has been to try and find a way to get the government pointed back to a republic without bloodshed. I'm beginning to be convinced that the U.S. government is never going to allow that to happen. It's either going to collapse or there's going to be some kind of a civil war. Of the two, obviously, I favor collapse without bloodshed like the Soviet Union did. If there is a war in this country, I hope it'll be as short as the Romanian Revolution. That was over in just 2 weeks.
Well, let's go back here. Every case the government's caught lying with Pat Tillman, with just every single issue. Here's the New York Times today. U.S. admits role in February killing of Afghan women. And today they've come out and admitted that there has been a complete cover-up. Here's Salon, U.S. forces, horrifying Afghanistan cover-up. Our troops killed five non-insurgents at a birthday party. Could they at least give us an explanation? I mean, it is standard procedure for the police, the military, the government to do this. And under NORTHCOM, under the John Warner Defense Authorization Act, they're stating, and now at football games, horse races, mass shootings in Alabama, DUI checkpoints in California, they have regular Army, regular Marines. In Tennessee last year, this is in Police State 4, the rise of FEMA, we have the state rep on, the governor said you can't have these military checkpoints, and they just went ahead and did it. So they're clearly trying to condition the military, the public, everybody for a mass takeover. Why are they preparing for a physical takeover? It's because they know the banks are looting us by design. We're going into a real depression. This is a planned takeover by the Pentagon that's taken over hundreds of other nations. Mike Rivero, can you speak to that?
Yeah, absolutely. We know that the ultimate plan is this global government. They've been trying to convince us that it's necessary because of human-caused global warming. And already, as one of the harshest winters in recent memory melts into spring, already the propaganda is cranking up to say, oh, we've got a global environmental crisis. We've got to have a global government to solve it. They're going to come back and try the swine flu again this year. Got to have a global health authority because of the global pandemic crisis, global financial meltdown. We've got to have a global bank. They're really pushing this whole global situation. They understand that the American people are about ready to fire the U.S. federal government. They're actually eager for that to happen so they can tear down the existing federal government and say, okay, now we've got a new global government ready for you to sign on to. Won't it be wonderful and better than what you had before? And of course, no. Every time you hear global government, that's what Hitler wanted. That's what Napoleon wanted. That's what Alexander the Great wanted. It's always great for the rulers and terrible for the people. I think I echo the sentiments of a lot of Americans when we say at this point, we just want to be left alone. We don't want big government at any level. Just let us have our little town councils and our local community and take care of ourselves, and the rest of you, go away. You know, find someplace else to play your little games.
But they're not going to stop. They've studied psychological warfare. No. They shipped the narcotics in. In fact, you guys printed it like five times. I never even covered it in the last 2 weeks. It's a Reuters headline. NATO says no to Russian plan to eradicate poppies. The Russians came out and said, look, we know you're shipping $500 billion a year of this out. Spray the poppies. And NATO and the U.S. said, no, we don't want to upset the Afghans. We're going to let them grow their poppies. We know the real Taliban, not the CIA Taliban, had eradicated almost all of them. It's up over 12 times in the last 8 years in production. And here's Reuters admitting our government is protecting the poppies. And then they ship it in to legalize slavery. When idiots use it, they then put the idiots in their private prisons. I mean, this is slavery.
It absolutely is, and it's a huge moneymaker. I mean, the Skull and Bones fraternity at Yale University was founded with opium money. Vietnam, we had Air America flying Kunsan's opium back to the United States inside the body bags of our Vietnam dead. We lost Vietnam. The CIA goes into South America. We all of a sudden we have a cocaine epidemic that involves the elder Bush and Bill Clinton. Now we're back into Afghanistan, and it's bumper crop of opium. And this idea that we have to leave those poor poppy farmers alone because they won't have anything to do. Well, what were they doing for a living when the Taliban ran the place and shut the opium poppies down? They had a job at that point. Clearly, the U.S. has grabbed Afghanistan to turn it into the new opium-growing capital of the world, and that opium is flooding into Russia, and it's flooding into the United States of America. We are seeing a new surge of heroin flowing into the streets of America. It is very pure. It is very potent. We are seeing overdose deaths beginning to happen all over again, just like during Vietnam. We were mired in Vietnam, and the heroin flowed in the streets of America. Huge amounts of money being made by the American drug lords. Hollywood kept telling you, oh no, the drug problem, it's all South American people. It's all Asians. It's all the blacks. You know, it's not our own political leaders. Then we find out after Eugene Hassenfuss's plane crashes, yeah, the biggest drug smuggler in the country is the country.
Now, I want to, in two parts, it's a seven-minute video. We'll play part of it now, get Mike Rivero's take on it, maybe keep Mike a little bit in the next hour if he can do it, play the rest of the video. Then Jesse Ventura is coming up. But I wrote some notes last night on points I want to make about this gun pod footage and how they're going after WikiLeaks now. Again, the media's response saying this is no big deal, this is okay. But then Tony Schaefer, the colonel who tried to stop 9/11, he went on MSNBC this morning and said, wait a minute. And he read the rules of engagement and said, they're pulling up, there's no weapons, there's wounded. This is a violation of military law, U.S. law, and Geneva Convention law to open fire on these people getting wounded into a vehicle. We know this is illegal, and if the military was to charge these officers that had done this, then it would send a message not to do this. But instead, they run PR events where they charge a Navy SEAL guy for punching a detainee in the nose to make it look like they're keeping the troops from doing their job. Again, those are all psyops. So you can rape and kill women. You can kill children, that's okay, but don't punch somebody in the nose. This is all psyops to make it look like they're tying the hands of the troops when really they're forging them into demons. Now, here's a seven-minute video we're going to upload to YouTube. It's a clean version with all the cuss words and things cut out of it, we hope. But here it is for the first time here of the event from 2007 that was leaked yesterday by WikiLeaks. Here it is.
Walking by, and one of them has a weapon.
Roger, receive, target.
Okay.
208.
See all those people standing down there?
792. Roger.
Stay firm. And open the courtyard.
Yeah, Roger. I just estimated
there's a
520 of them.
There's
one.
Oh, yeah.
I got it at 6-1, or correct,
Bandit
4-3-3.
I don't know if that's... Yeah, Bushman, Sullivan,
call that white 6. That's a weapon.
Yeah. Hotel 2-6, crazy horse
1-8.
We'll call
for
exchange by Charlie,
my brother.
Speed
3-7. I'm Bandit 1-6, Bushman, 6-0.
I have individuals with weapons.
4 radio.
Bandit 1-4. Yep, he's got a weapon, too. Hotel 2-6, crazy horse 1-8, have 5-6 individuals with AK-47s. Request permission to engage.
Roger that. We have no personnel east of our position. So, you know, it's free to engage, over.
All right, we'll be engaging.
Roger, go ahead. I can't get them now because they're behind that building. Wait, we got an RPG.
All right, we got a guy with an RPG.
I'm going to fire.
Okay, no, hold on. Let's come around behind the building and come from our point of view.
Yeah, we're coming around. Hotel 2-6, I saw an individual with RPG getting ready to fire. We won't get
we got a guy shooting. Now he's behind the building. You're clear.
All right, firing.
Line here. Stay line out. Let me know when you have it. We'll shoot. Light them all up.
Come on, fire.
Hey, Roger. Keep shooting.
Bushmaster 2-6. We need to move time now.
All right, we just engaged all eight individuals.
Now we got two birds. We're still firing.
Roger.
Got him.
2-6 is a 2-6. We're moving. We got this.
Oh, fuck. Sorry. Well, I was
done. Got a bunch of bodies laying there.
All right, we got about eight individuals.
Yeah, we got one guy crawling around down there, but, you know, we got to definitely get him out. We're shooting some more.
Roger. Hey, you shoot, I'll talk. Hotel 2-6, Crazy Horse 1-8.
Crazy Horse 1-8, this is Hotel 2-6, over.
Roger, currently engaging approximately eight individuals, KIA, RPGs, and AK-4-1-8.
Oh, yeah, look at those dead bastards.
4-0-2-3-10. Nice. Good shoot.
Thank you. There's one guy moving down there, but he's the one.
To,
all right, we'll let him know so they can hurry up.
Okay, we're going to come back and play the part where they kill the kids or wound the kids. The reports aren't clear. They left very seriously wounded, but they wouldn't let them into a U.S. hospital, so that's not known. But the issue here is, at first, you see a tripod, you see cameras. I can tell they're cameras. This is blurry internet video compared to what they were seeing. But maybe the troops are wrong, you're thinking. You know, maybe they're wrong. Then, when it's clear they're cameras, when it's clear no one's got a gun, when they're on the ground crawling, they start saying, oh, yes, that van's pulling up. They're getting weapons and wounded. When they're not, they're getting one guy off the street. You then see how they're framing them And it's reminiscent of all the cop videos where their own squad car busts them because they forget to erase it. And they go, I'm going to frame him right now. I'm going to give the signal. They walk over to the guy in handcuffs behind the car and go, oh, what's this? And take it out of their back pocket. Mike Rivero.
Well, you know, when I first saw this video, when WikiLeaks first put it out there, right at the moment where the guy says, oh, yeah, there's a guy with an RPG. There's a guy with an RPG. And I was looking at the video. And the first thought that went through my head is, no, that's a camera. It, with a telephoto lens, I mean, the front of it was way too wide to be an RPG. And the guy from his body language was just looking around the corner to see if it was safe to maybe take a picture. And yet the guy's saying, oh, this is an RPG. And they just opened fire on the guy. At that moment, it really wasn't clear. These guys are not checking their targets. They very much got that Pope Innocent III mentality, kill everybody, let God sort them out, and cover it up afterwards. And again, they're just going out there and shooting all these people, and their only concern is, ooh, we don't want to look bad to the chain of command. And it's not the image of the American fighting man that we, the people who pay the bills, want to see.
Well, even on the blurred footage that's third or fourth generation that we're seeing, you can see the little kids' faces looking out the car, and they know, and then they laugh about it later. That's got to be the most painful part about this, because this is destroying the name of our country, Mike.
Absolutely. It's dragging the image of the United States through the dirt. Not that it needed much help from the last 10 years. But yeah, we've got to get these videos out there, because it's going to become impossible for the U.S. government to sell a new war in Iran when Americans see the conduct of our troops in the existing conflicts. And I know the corporate media is out there trying to excuse this all away and say, well, bad things happen in war. Yeah, and our side is doing them. We're the invaders. We're the conquerors.
Stay there.
We know that
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
The healing revolution is here, naturally. Announcing King Bio Natural Medicines, over 200 powerful physician-tested homeopathic formulas for mind, body, and pets. Get fast relief this allergy season with King Bio's Allergy and Hay Fever Reliever. When you order online today, you'll receive a free guide booklet to natural medicine. Supplies limited, so order at kingbio.com. That's kingbio.com. KingBio.com, your natural pharmaceutical company.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't. Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies? Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now. Get out of debt and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 800-822-1291. That's 800-822-1291. 800-822-1291.
If the system can set the precedent to allow this type of merciless killing, they will carry these type of operations out in the United States, and they are deploying drones now. Police departments are getting weaponized drones. I want to talk to Mike Rivero, and then coming up the next hour, we're going to play the second half of this video here in audio about Obama. That's why the corporates picked him. That's why they brought Obama in, was because the unpopular war issue would then basically go off the table, and he's increased drone attacks. He's increased many of these wars. And that's why we're exposing him as Barry Sitaro. By exposing the fact that his real name is Barry Sitaro, that he's an Indonesian citizen, that he waived his U.S. citizenship and is ineligible because of that, more than even the questionable birth certificate, we can also discredit and bring this system to justice. That's why we got this new T-shirt for sale. It says Barry Sitaro, big picture of Barack Obama, a.k.a. Barry Sitaro, Infowars.com on the back. You want to educate people about Barry Sitaro, get this T-shirt at Infowars.com, and your purchase also supports the radio show. You can also order the two new films that are coming out this month, Infowars.com, or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Mike, that question about Barack Obama, where is the left? Where is Dennis Kucinich? Where are all these people that were supposedly against these illegal wars?
Well, they're basically showing their party loyalty and basically revealing that both political parties really are personality cults. Who's ever at the top, we worship and agree with them, and we attack the guy on the other side. In a lot of ways, the political parties are functioning as religions. They've got the personality of the figure at the top who is always right, is presumed infallible, and always making fun of the leader of the other cult on the other side of the aisle here. But the reality is that we, the American people, who are expected to provide money and our children for all of this stuff, we need to basically look at the fact that these politicians, like religions, they're making promises they can't really keep and have no intentions of keeping. And that really, for me, is the issue here. We've got a government that feels they have the divine right to lie to us at any and all times. Whatever lie they can come up with that'll keep us contented and complacent, or at least silent and obedient, that's what they're going to feed to us. And they think there's nothing wrong with that. And they don't understand why, after all the lies that we have seen from the last several administrations, the American people are getting fed up. We're tired of lies. We don't want to live in a world of lies. I know that politicians like to go around saying, mundus vult decepi, the people want to be lied to. That's not true. I don't want to be lied to. I demand the truth from the government that is demanding my money and obedience and my family members to die in wars. And we're not getting it. And on that issue alone, I think it's time for the American people to stand up and say, no more. Enough is enough. We were promised that this administration was going to end the wars. They haven't done it. It's time to, you know, it's time to say, okay, this administration's a failure. This government is a failure. They are not responsive to the people.
I want to get this in now. Here's Reuters. NATO rejects Russian call for Afghan poppy spraying. Here it is on record. They let the poppies grow. It's policy. NATO Wednesday rejected Russian calls for it to eradicate opium poppy fields in Afghanistan, saying the best way for Moscow to help control the drug would be give more assistance against the insurgency. Russia's anti-drug czar, Viktor Anovov, met NATO ambassadors in Brussels and proposed that NATO troops be given a UN mandate and an obligation to eradicate Afghan poppy fields, which were killing 30,000 Russians a year. But NATO said no, that they're going to let it grow, because if they do, it'll make the insurgency mad, when our government is in control of almost the whole country and is out there protecting the poppy fields. I even heard a BBC piece where they admitted this. I mean, they're now out in the open protecting the poppy fields, but then I'll drive through a military checkpoint asking if I've got their stinking drugs. Again, they bring the drugs in as a way to get in your life, as a way to get the military involved in your life, as a way to federalize law enforcement, and as a way to put nonviolent drug users in their private prisons, competing with the rest of the outside industry. We'll be right back in 70 seconds with the third hour with Mike Rivero.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
When you're out on the road, The last place you want to be is on the road. But if the unfortunate happens, you'll be glad you were wearing diamond gussets.
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gussets got it. Others don't.
We turn jeans inside out. Diamond gusset jeans. Made in the USA with unparalleled quality. Our Defender motorcycle jeans combine gusset comfort with Kevlar protection, so you can ride all day with confidence. Order yours at gusset.com. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I am now going to specifically open the phones up for callers that want to talk about all of the snuff film footage of children, innocent men, women, animals, property being destroyed and murdered by our troops, and the fact that they're protected in these actions. And the Pentagon cynically goes after some Navy SEALs for punching somebody in the nose while condoning torture. That's known as a PSYOP, to make it look like the troops are being persecuted when in truth they're being told to do all this. We're going to play some more video with Mike Rivero, and we're also going to break down the full spectrum of what's happening here. I've got a few other key points I want to make about this when we come back. But, Mike, other points that we haven't made about this whole situation.
Well, the bottom line is that the American people are being fed a major deception operation to convince us that this war is really very good. And it all goes back to Sun Tzu and the Art of War. All war is based on deception, because in order to win, a nation has to feel they have the moral law on their side, and clearly we do not. We all know that these laws, these wars were started with lies and deception. So the government's trying to convince the American people who are paying the taxes and providing the children for these wars that there is some noble, good purpose to it all. And there just isn't. These videos are really going to hammer home the fact that we're the bad guys this time around. And I don't think that's going to sit well with the American people. Of course, the same government that's putting drugs into our soldiers to make them kill crazy over there is probably at some point going to be thinking about, maybe we ought to put something in the water to calm everybody down. I noticed this recent talk about legalizing marijuana. The government may be so afraid of the American people that they're going to say, all right, let them get a little bit high. That might just keep them from storming Capitol Hill with flaming torches and pitchforks and tar and feathers. But, it's a very scary time right now. The American people have to face up to the reality of what these wars are, because this is how history is going to judge us. This is why it's so difficult to do business with other countries. Nobody likes us anymore. Nobody trusts us anymore.
Well, I've seen a university study that in the worldwide, the U.S. is listed as the sixth worst police state, only behind countries like North Korea, Cuba, and Mexico, and a few others. I mean, by every yardstick, we are a police state.
We are a fascist dictatorship. The economy proves it, and it's only going to get worse. I mean, history has shown once a nation goes fascistic, they never pull back. They have to keep on going till it either collapses or there's a revolt.
Well, you're right about that, and I talk about this every day because it's now been in WorldNet Daily, AP, Reuters, Bloomberg, Business Week. But Business Week and others are saying it like it's good. Federal regulators are now ordering private pension funds, as if they have that power, to invest their money, quote, in failed banks so it can be taken. I mean, obviously, they're getting ready for martial law if they're talking about taking everybody's pension fund. I mean, this is so lawless, so illegal, so criminal, so obviously wrong. And what do they think the public's going to do? I mean, if 99% don't get violent, the 1% that does is going to be millions of people going ape.
Well, you know, after Joe Stack crashed his airplane into the Internal Revenue Service, I think a lot of people realized the American people have been pushed to the limit. The U.S. government, because of its enslavement by the Federal Reserve System, has no choice but to go on looting the American people to give it to the private bankers. At some point, the American people are going to fight back. There's going to be one foreclosure too many. There's going to be one failed business too many. There's going to be one mass layoff too many. One more. There's going to be a breaking point. There has to be, and that's what the government's getting ready for. I think we're probably going to see the government is going to try and actually force a response in the American people, just like we see Israel doing to Palestine, in order to justify that military crackdown on the timetable of the government's choosing.
Mike, you've been saying that for a long time, and now it's all coming together as anarchist groups funded by the big banks are saying they're going to go out in provocateur actions with the Tea Parties this month. I see staged government terror to be blamed on the Tea Parties. The government wants to have this physical confrontation sooner rather than later. We'll talk about that on the other side of your phone call. Stay with us.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
What's your home worth? How can you compare local real estate agents? And how do you get MLS listings for the entire country?
If you're thinking of buying a home to take advantage of a tax credit or selling your house, you first need to see an incredible website called HomeGain.com. HomeGain.com will help you find a realtor to buy or sell a home. It's so easy, and best of all, it's free. At HomeGain.com, you can compare realtors anonymously, receive customized proposals, see consumer reviews, then select the best realtor for you. Go to HomeGain.com and get an instant home value estimate, view comparable homes, and check out street views. HomeGain.com has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and contains a wealth of information, like their home improvement tool that helps you determine which home improvements to make to increase your home's value. See the top 12 home improvements right now at HomeGain.com. That's HomeGain.com. Look for Max, the orange home gain gorilla, to help you find a realtor or with any other real estate needs you might have at HomeGain.com, your real estate connection.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Your calls are coming up responding to the gun camera footage out of Apaches in Iraq, killing reporters, shooting children, lying about them, saying they had weapons. The Pentagon today and the New York Times admitted they lied about a massacre of pregnant women. They dug the bullets out of him trying to cover it up. They killed Pat Tillman, murdered him in cold blood because he was going to come home and turn against the war in letters he wrote home to his family. And I've talked to his family. They understand it was a hit, and the evidence is that it was. The point is, the elites see humans as negatives, that there's too many of us, that we're worthless. They have no love of human life. They see us as human resources to be used and abused. A lot of conservatives like the Patriot Act, like torture, like war, but you don't like unconstitutional government takeover of health care, and you shouldn't. You notice Obama's continuing the wars and torture. You should love him. You can't like one unconstitutional thing because you buy propaganda and then not like another. And our country is bankrupt. These wars cost over $1 trillion a year. What, the Pentagon budget is $1.1 trillion off budget, $600 billion, not counting black budget, close to $600 billion on top of that. That's over $2 trillion. Corporate interests are taking over our society. They're militarizing our police. They're turning us into a prison economy. And to see Michelle Malkin and others defend this footage, well, we can play your Marines killing puppies, and the Marine Corps admits that was real, killing that puppy. People claim it wasn't real. We can show you the footage of them beating up little kids and making demonic pleasure noises while they do it. We have played that, or running over families' cars for no reason and laughing about it, or killing other animals and other humans and sitting off the sides of roads, machine gunning people as they drive down the highway for fun and laughing about it. These guys are coming back to be cops, and they're coming back to run our lives, and they're deranged. And if they're not deranged, they get listed by Homeland Security as trouble, and in the MIAC and Homeland Security reports, and they can't own guns. So to the military and to everybody serving this system, you're seen as worthless by the elites as well. I want to finish up this video that we put together, cutting out the cuss words, of where they've shot a bunch of reporters. Now a minivan pulls up to put a guy in it. There's clearly no weapons. It's got kids in the van hanging out the window. They open fire, then make a joke later about, well, you shouldn't bring kids to a battle zone. Mike Rivera.
Basically, it's this tremendous callousness that we're seeing here. And again, it goes back to this issue that the American people don't vision the war being like this. We're constantly being propagandized that our soldiers are only killing the bad people, and that everybody else in the war zones loves us and is just happy that we're there. And it's absolutely not true. The U.S. government has for decades been playing predatory games in other countries, either overt invasion or covert subversion. Last summer, we had a failed attempt at a coup d'etat in Iran. Now we're finding out that the girl who was supposedly shot down in the street, that whole thing was faked to try and bring down Ahmadinejad and restore the son of the Shah to power. And it's just all lies and deceptions. Our government is the bad guy in the modern world, and Americans don't like that. They're not comfortable with it. They're not comfortable with these images of how Americans are behaving in these war zones. I think it's a major break in the credibility of the U.S. government. I'm not surprised the corporate media is trying to defend it. That's what they're paid to do. But I don't think they're going to succeed.
Well, that's why they're losing. CNN's lost half its viewers the last year. So is MSNBC. They're imploding. But Mike, expanding on that, you've been talking about how the government wants to start a physical confrontation because they can't win politically. Even Limbaugh agrees that Obama may try to suspend elections, may stage a crisis. We see the anarchist groups, Fed run, saying they're going to now go attack the Tea Parties. We see the militia getting set up by an FBI informant. Can you speak to these groups that they set up and provocateur to create the illusion and perception? We have a national poll out yesterday showing that a large percentage of the Tea Partiers are actually Democrats. This is a populist movement, but how do you see them trying to demonize the populist movement?
Well, I'd like to use an example from way, way back in 1970 at the height of the anti-war protest. The people were against Vietnam. Too many body bags were coming home. Nobody understood why we were there. They didn't understand that the real agenda was to secure the flow of heroin back to the United States and to justify tax money going to political cronies who owned military factories. Eisenhower warned us about the military-industrial complex. So anyway, summer of 1970, and there's a multi-college campus peace protest scheduled to happen in front of the Disneyland theme park in Anaheim, California, along Harbor Boulevard. Then once the protest is underway, the protest leaders say they're not listening to us. We've got to go in the park. They leap the turnstiles. They lead the protesters inside. They start knocking over trash cans. And, of course, the press and the police were already waiting there. 24 hours later, every American newspaper had front page coverage of those darned hippies inside Disneyland beating up on Mickey Mouse, and it completely discredited the anti-war movement and allowed the war to continue for a couple more years. Later that same decade, a whistleblower leaked documents to the press about the FBI's COINTELPRO operation, and it was revealed that this entire riot at Disneyland was a staged operation ordered by the Nixon White House. All of these organizers of the anti-war protests were undercover FBI informants operating on every college campus. And by the way, they are still there to this very day. And they organized this protest. They led them inside for the express purpose of tricking them into doing something that the media could use.
And that's now been declassified. And last Monday, I came out and said, watch, they'll be a Fed at the highest levels of this militia. They set them up. It's all made up. Now, a week later, that's admitted. But I noticed a few of the militias came out and said, no, there's no Fed, Alex. You're making that up. Those guys must be Feds, because why would someone attack me for defending the militia and exposing that they're being set up?
I'm getting exactly the same thing. You need to understand that they're putting a lot of investment into this idea. They have to demonize dissent any way that they can, because otherwise, you know, the U.S. government is finished in terms of its own credibility. So, yeah, there are a lot of FBI informants out there. They're infiltrating these groups. In some cases, they're creating them from scratch. Remember Elohim City that figured prominently in the Oklahoma City bombing? We found out in Carroll House court case that Elohim City was founded and was run at the time by a known FBI informant. The government creates the enemies that you are supposed to be afraid of to run screaming to Big Daddy government and say, save us, save us. Save us, save us. Adam Gadon is really Adam Perlman. Yusuf Al-Khattab is really Joseph Cohen. They are all fakes and frauds. The government creates the monsters for you to be afraid of. It's just like the Wizard of Oz. You know, it's a papier-mâché head set on fire to scare you into agreeing to go against the Wicked Witch of the West.
And meanwhile, the Wicked Witch of the West is on the payroll of the Wizard of Oz.
Well, yeah, it's all fraud and deception. It is rule by lie and trickery and deceit. The Hegelian dialectic: create the monster, then sell the government, or sell the people the solution. Global warming, the same thing. Take something that happens naturally, turn it into a crisis, and sell the people a solution. More money, more control over your
lives.
And
divide the people along left-right lines and say, if you're a conservative, you're pro-war. If you're a liberal, you know, you're pro-government health care, when it's all part of the same monster, the same agenda. And all these so-called conservatives that love all this war and torture and tyranny and lies and buy the propaganda, do you like what else the government's doing to you? Do you like how the government's lying to you on every other issue? It's time to read what George Washington said about not invading countries, about not being in entangling alliances. It's time to get our republic back. I want to play three more minutes of the gun pod video and audio. This cuts in from where they've shot the crowd of reporters, and now they're shooting people that are crawling around on the ground. A minivan pulls in to get some of the wounded. They open up on it, full of children. Here it is.
This is 1-8. We also have one individual appears to be wounded, trying to crawl away.
Roger. We're going to move down there.
Roger, we'll cease fire. We won't shoot anymore.
He's getting up.
If he has a weapon though in his hand?
No, I haven't seen one yet.
You guys got that guy crawling right now on the curb?
Yeah, I got him. I put two rounds in here, and you guys are shooting over there too, so we'll see.
Yeah, rocking out.
What's match of 36 Element? This is Hotel 27, over.
Hotel 27, go ahead.
Roger, I'm just trying to make sure that you guys have my turb, over.
Roger, we got the turb.
Come on, buddy.
All I gotta do is pick up a weapon.
Bushmaster, Crazy Horse, we have individuals going to the scene. Looks like possibly picking up bodies and weapons.
Let me engage.
Hey, we need to stop that. We need to get down there. We need to get down. Do you see my location?
Roger. Break. Crazy Horse 1-8, request permission to engage.
Okay, I'm picking up the wounded.
Yeah, we're trying to get permission to engage. Come on, let us shoot.
A Bushmaster, Crazy Horse 1-8.
We're taking him.
Bushmaster, Crazy Horse 1-8.
with Master 7, Roger, engage.
1-8, engage, clear.
Come on.
Clear. Clear.
We're engaging.
Coming around, clear.
Roger. Trying to,
clear.
Roger, I lost him in the dust.
I got him.
I'm firing.
George, please pass the full beginning. BDA on that truck, over.
You're clear. This is, Crazy Horse, stand by.
I shoot for some reason.
Go ahead.
I think the fan's disabled.
Bud, shoot it.
I got an azimuth limit for some reason.
Left. Clear left.
All right. And then the rest of the footage is them joking about how kids were in it and laughing at the destruction. This is evil, ladies and gentlemen. This is not war. This is not defensive. We invaded that country. Mike Rivero, I want to thank you for spending time with us. We'll see you again next month.
I look forward to it. Thank you.
God bless you. We'll be back with your phone calls a lot more, and Governor Jesse Ventura coming up in the next hour. We'll be right back.
As the economy continues to decline, patriots across the nation are preparing for the worst. The world is changing fast. Are you fully prepared? Or will you be forced to eat government soup? At PatriotFood.com, we offer you 135 pounds of dehydrated food and six varieties of canned meat for half price. And at SurvivalistSeeds.com, we now offer 50 non-GMO varieties of vegetables and over 10,000 heirloom seeds. That's twice as many as our competition for the same price. PatriotFood.com and SurvivalistSeeds.com. Food insurance, just in case. Owned by me, Big John Lipscomb.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com. or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
You can't live without food, can't live without water, you can't live without being prepared. And you can't live without Standbirds. Standbirds.com offers hunting, shooting, camping, and preparedness supplies at low discount prices. Get ready! Standbirds.com has a long list. Ammunition, air guns, archery, and firearm accessories. Books, backpacks, decoys and DVDs, scopes, water filters, solar panels, tents, knives, and reloading supplies. Holsters, crossbows, compound bows, muzzle loaders, tactical gear, target throwers, cases, bags, bags, personal care, and pet products. And we told you a long list, so long it won't begin to fit in this radio ad. So go to Stambertz.com today and see for yourself. That's Stambertz.com. We have the hunting, shooting, and camping gear to meet all your outdoor needs at low discount prices. Stambertz.com. Patriot-owned, reliable service, high quality. What more could you ask for? Stambertz.com. Hunting and preparedness supplies you can't live without.
Yes, right there. Flight 2 departing Sean 208 for Sean 4. We call frequency change.
I just drove over a body.
Viper 5, 2 report, free change on 4.
I just drove over a body.
Viper 5, 2 report, free change on 4.
Roger. Break. Crazy Horse 1, 8. Request permission to engage.
I'm picking up the wounded. Yeah, we're trying to get permission to engage. Come on, let us shoot.
A Bushmaster, Crazy Horse 1-8.
You're taking him.
Bushmaster, Crazy Horse 1-8.
We're engaged.
1-8, engage. Clear.
Come on.
Clear. Clear. Orange.
That is a war crime that you're watching on that tape. And then we have another part of the tape we're going to play later where they are told that there are children inside and they say shouldn't be in a battle. They weren't in a battle. It was an ambulance. It was people coming to get wounded who were reporters. That is a war crime. But I know we're the good guys. Okay, the good guys are the banks that run this country then, and they're getting ready to take your pension funds openly. So I guess you support that too. And I guess you support the police state. Let's go to your phone calls. Victoria, Noel, Evan, Hunter, Herman, Bill, and others. Victoria, you're on the air. Welcome.
Thank you. I would just like to say, Alex, that it is horrific what is happening in the war zones. The Pentagon is run by demons from hell, and they do not represent the American people as a whole. And the American people are pretty much victims like the rest of humanity on this planet. Worldwide, we must wake up to the fact that evil is in control and using the people through divide-and-conquer tactics such as race, class, gender, nationality, and other mind games they create to keep people from looking at them and recognizing absolute evil incarnate. They want to make everyone mechanistic, soulless robots like themselves, and they are deliberately doing everything they can to destroy America and this image worldwide so that in the process they can destroy the flame and platform for true freedom and liberty and guarantee their dictatorship status power over planet Earth and its inhabitants. That's what's happening.
Well, I agree with you. And again, they use a lot of well-meaning people that are in the military and those that support it to do this. And it's psychological warfare. And our government, our country, has been seized by pure evil and is being used for pure evil. And this is nothing compared to them grabbing Iraqi children and beating them almost half to death and making those demonic cackles and laughing. And I mean, did you hear me play that earlier?
I did, and that I saw that, and it was just unbelievable. But then it gives the image that, you know, this is the American people, when it's not, when they are, you know, they don't like us either. Like you're saying, they're taking away people's pension funds and dumbing the kids down in the schoolhouses in the country and calling it education and poisoning our water and spraying us overhead in the air. You know what I mean? They don't care about us either.
Well, a key point, and I appreciate your call, Victoria, that you made, is that they divide us. And then they always play the good cop. It's like Obama comes out and says, oh, I want to be friendly with talk radio. Don't have such mean rhetoric. We may have to censor you. But then all his surrogates are out saying anybody who criticizes him is a racist and anybody who doesn't want the government running their life is a racist. And then they play the part of the good guys. And it's the same thing around the world. They push global unity under a new world order, but then meanwhile they fund everybody and fund all the different groups to fight with each other. Here's the actual audio of them laughing about the dead kids. Here it is.
Hey, I need to get the brass to drop ramps. I got a wounded girl. We didn't take the rest of mine.
Well, it's their fault for bringing their kids to a battle.
That's right.
And there's some more before that that wasn't the full clip. I want to challenge listeners to go to InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We've written five articles in the last 24 hours. There's a video I put up there that is a compilation of just some of them running over people's cars with tanks for fun, shooting people in their cars and laughing for fun, killing animals for fun, and, of course, this new footage. Everybody needs to see that. And you need to send these articles we've got full of all these videos of what the troops are doing so that anybody who's in denial out there will face up to what's happening. But something that didn't shock me, but it still angers me, is that on YouTube, on InfoWars, on Prison Planet, in the comments, there are people saying, yeah, I'm an MP coming back to be a cop. You better watch it. We're doing a great job. Those people deserve to die. Or, you know what? We didn't kill that dog. That's a fake video Alex posted when the Pentagon a year and a half ago admitted it was real. And we've got unlimited videos of troops killing animals for fun and leaning over them and saying, you dirty, filthy, ugly dog, you're dying now. I mean, just warped psycho stuff that we're supposed to go, oh, those are our dear, darling, sweet little troops. Let's expand more wars. Let's hire them all for our police departments. They're all coming for our guns. You watch. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds could become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
One major world crisis away from having a totalitarian type of system.
The main event is the wholesale destruction of the world economy.
The push for every nation on the globe to identify and number all of its citizens.
Friends, I hope that you will order Shadow Government from InfoWars.com. We also have some specials where you can get some of our other films half price when you order Shadow Government. A new level in production quality and in information. It exposes how a cashless society surveillance beast grid of total control is being put into place. This film needs to be seen. Everybody needs to get it. So order yours today. Show it to your friends, your family, your church, your neighbors, your boss, your employees. Shadow Government, ladies and gentlemen. Get your copy at InfoWars.com today. Shadow Government. It gives Big Brother a black eye. Available at InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Got some hate mail here. People who disagree with me about the troops and what many of them are doing is wrong, and the rules of engagement are wrong, that you're welcome to call in. That war is a fraud. Our government put Saddam into power and then set him up, Over 1 million Iraqis are dead. Supporting the troops doesn't mean supporting illegal wars. Supporting people killing journalists when the tanks pulled up in front of the Baghdad Hotel and blew up the Reuters and AP offices. You'll find out when they take your pension fund, though. You'll find out this isn't your government. You'll find out this isn't your country. It's disgusting. I'm gonna read her comments and then go to your calls here in a moment. Also, we've got some big developments with Barry Sitaro, a.k.a. Barack Obama. I'm told every day, don't criticize him. You're not supposed to criticize the president. It's unpatriotic. That's what America's all about. I've got my free speech. You've got yours. But that's what this neocon says, is I'm engaged in hate speech and it should be outlawed. I love how Republicans now are calling for the end of free speech. They really trained you well in your little Soviet brainwashing. You're not a conservative. I want to tell you about a few of the sponsors that have made today's radio show possible. One of them is MySolarBackup.com. Have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, you should check out MySolarBackup.com, because there's never been a better time to get started getting off the grid and generate your own supply of electrical power. Unlike gas generators or solar generator, runs quietly and emits no fumes. Takes about a minute and a half to hook up. Works great and very affordable. You can also use it in your workshop or campsite. You can give them a call to get a free information package, 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365, or one word, mysolarbackup.com. And one other great sponsor I want to tell you about is Pure Water Freedom. What a great lineup of in-house filters or filters for your entire water system. They have systems that actually get the fluoride out. Most systems don't do this. Pure Water Freedom, ladies and gentlemen. PureWaterFreedom.com is the website. PureWaterFreedom.com. They have a full line of household fluoride filters. You can even remove fluoride from every water source in your home with a whole house fluoride system, because you absorb it through your skin in the shower and bath. They have a wide variety of filters that remove all types of toxins from the water, including shower and bath filters. I guess it's unpatriotic, though, to want to drink clean water. We should just trust the government. PureWaterFreedom.com. Check them out today. Okay, I want to read something negative from someone. Of course, 98% is positive feedback. People are welcome who disagree to call in 1-800-259-9231. But this is the type of stuff I get. You know, Tony Schaefer, colonel in Afghanistan and Iraq, said they violated the rules of engagement, their rules. They fired at wounded people. They didn't have guns. They had cameras. They killed those people, they shot up those kids. And then I'm bad to say that they're training our troops to be killers. In fact, cue up that video again of British troops bringing kids into a base, ages 6 to 12, beating them while U.S. troops make demonic noises getting off on it. If this isn't demonic, and cue up the puppy killing video. We're going to play it after that. Just for this lady, Sandra, I'm not going to say her It says Semper Fidelis. Oh, you're going to have fidelity to the core? No matter what they, it's like Hitler, no matter what they do. Dear Alex, I'm writing to inform you that effective immediately, I've canceled my subscription to PrisonPlanet.tv. You won't agree with my reasons, but today's show was an insult to our military and to our military families. Alex, my son, is United States Marines, and I'm very proud of him and the young men that defend our country. Well, why don't you stand up then against the bad leaders that launch false wars and who train our troops to be like this? Huh? Huh? You're saying all this is good. They're by no means baby killers, murderers, etc. Well, I mean, we just showed them shooting kids. And your show today was a form of hate speech. Oh, see, using a communist term. Now my speech is hate speech. I need to be banned. Your show today was a form of hate speech against the military. You can take an example of a few bad apples, but that doesn't represent the majority of our military. I've had the privilege to be around many young, fine soldiers, and they're the best. They aren't a bunch of losers and hate mongers. You owe the American people an apology. Semper Fidelis, Sandra. Ticket number 166321. Okay. Whatever, lady. I could be on 500 radio stations right now instead of 80 if I sold out and was a fake neocon. You know, we got PrisonPlanet.tv memberships. You want to watch the live show, get the films first, see them in higher quality, read my book, Paul Watson's book. But I give all the films away for free. They're all over the web. I promote where they are for free. So threatening me monetarily means absolutely nothing. All I've got is my honor. All I've got is the fact that that war is a fraud and a lie, and the WMDs were a premeditated lie, and that over 1 million Iraqis were killed. That's all I've got. is the truth. That's an evil war. Okay? It's all evil. You notice Obama's all for it. Okay? Get it through your head. Those young, nice boys, the Marines, are running illegal checkpoints under NORTHCOM all over the country. I'm not against the individual Marines, but I am against what they're being ordered to do. Don't you get it through your head? Don't you understand the MIAC and Homeland Security reports that were actually written up by Bush's people and continued by Obama target your son as an enemy of America when they're done with him? But you don't get it. You don't understand it. That's why you're going to lose your pension fund, your standard of living. That's why you're going to be a slave. It's why they're going to let the environmentalists take your property, because you won't grow up. You won't wake up. But hey, just for you, there's hundreds of these videos. There was only 300,000 people in the Iraqi army. Let's say they killed them all. That's over 700,000 civilians killed. They wouldn't even let them take those little girls that were shot up to the U.S. military base for medical care. Those little girls don't deserve it. I know you're around all these fine young men that you think are so handsome that come around and eat baked cookies at your house. The point is that we're being baptized in evil, and I'm not going to be part of it. This worship of the military and the worship of everything they do all over TV and radio and billboards. Why do you think that's going on? Because they know that what's happening here is wrong. They know this is an evil war. What is it you didn't hear me read? Like, where is my article out of Reuters? What is it you don't understand that the U.S. government's protecting the opium fields? Reuters. You're not a patriot. You're not for the opium now. It's just, don't you understand? Evil people are in control of the government. I'm not saying the entire German military was bad. Hitler was bad. And you know what? The military did what they were told because they weren't going to go against the military. I owe my allegiance to the Bill of Rights and Constitution and common sense and honor. And you're going to figure that out. And let me tell you something. I've been around the troops. And I've been around the rank and file. I mean, you realize that in many units, upwards of a third of them are illegal aliens that were hired. And in other units, it's gangbangers and criminals. I mean, do you realize what they're doing with the military? I guess you're going to salute all those illegal alien troops. Tell me what the biggest recruiting center in the world for the Marine Corps and the armies in Mexico City. I got to salute the foreign troops in our uniform? Yes, you will bow down to them over the Constitution. That's what matters to you. That's what you worship. All right, I got Ventura coming up, and I want to at least get to these calls that are on the board right now. But let's play the video and the audio of young kids being beaten within an inch of their lives and their crotches stomped while demonic people make pleasure noises. Listen to this.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. You're going to get it. Yes. Naughty little boys. Yes. 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 Oh, please don't hurt me. Right?
That's enough. See, I'm not supposed to show this because I'm only showing bad apples. I'm supposed to cover it up and let these people get promoted. I'm not supposed to speak out against any of it. I need to sit down and shut up and stop my hate speech. For 6 months, they said this video was fake and the Marine Corps admitted it was real. I can show you endless videos of troops killing little puppies, but I guess it's a Haji puppy. I guess you'd use the term a raghead puppy. And so it deserves to die. Let's show the video of the killing of the puppy. And here is CNN. Puppy throwing Marine is removed from the Corps. I guess the Marine Corps shouldn't have removed the bad apple. I guess they shouldn't even have criticized him. The Marine Corps should have said, that's good. But of course, you're delusional. You'll just say the video's fake, even though it's admitted for a year and a half to be real. Here it is.
Cute little puppy, huh?
So cute, little puppy.
That's mean.
But mean. I'm bad. I'm bad for showing you that. Or Reuters reporters being killed. Or I was wrong to show police in Oakland with a guy in handcuffs, shoot him in the back, unarmed, and then try to grab everybody's cameras and say they didn't do it. I guess I'm anti-police. Our police and military are being forged into corrupt evil right now. And if you don't know that, they have torture camps all over the planet where they rape children. That's the Army's own report. Am I supposed to say that's good now? You people have bought into corruption, bought into evil, and you're going to go all the way down with it. You're just like the Nazis, Germans, you're just like the Soviets, and you're just like the Maoists, you're just like Fidel Castro's people, and you have bought into evil and torture and the Patriot Act, and now it's all going to be used against you. Remember that. Remember that. All right, let's go to Noel in Illinois. You're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hey, Alex, how are you this afternoon, my man?
I'm really shook up, I mean, because I've had to go, subconsciously I've ignored most of these videos because I don't enjoy bashing the military. But, I mean, now I think I should do every show on it for these people out there that are in denial.
You know, for those, there's a documentary, the New American Century. It shows that clip you just showed, not the the puppy punting, but that sadistic military guy, like, seems like he was pleasuring himself while seeing people killed. New American Century, it also shows Blackwater shooting people, just randomly driving in the streets of Afghanistan, just shooting them in the back of their car, just laughing about it. It's quite disgusting, and I feel...
No, you're not a patriot. You're not a patriot. According to them, raping children with battery acid is good.
And believing that Al Gore is... you know, here going to save our lives. I don't believe that either, so I'm bad as well.
Yeah, but you think for yourself. You're bad. You're supposed to sit down and shut up and worship government.
A friend of mine, I think he's going to hopefully post this video on your Facebook page, but Candy Crawley of CNN, there's a video of a soldier just shooting a wounded Iraqi person right in the street, and it just shows her shows him doing it on CNN. Hopefully post that up, but everyone needs to be irate about this because the United States government treats our men and women of the armed services like guinea pigs. We all know about MK Ultra. We know that they give them drugs.
But see, that's another thing. They abuse the troops. They warp their minds. They put them in 2, 3, 4 tours, which they didn't even do in World War II. And then we're anti-military when we say treat our troops better. See how the PSYOP works?
It's disgusting. I mean, you have MK Ultra, you have them giving our soldiers drugs, and then we spit them out like chewing tobacco, our government does, and then we give them the worst health care in the world with the VA hospitals. My uncle's an ex-soldier. He was stationed out in Germany, and he has bipolar. So they just give him all these bad drugs, and he just loses it because of these drugs that our government gives him.
Sir, it's worse than that. Project Shad... they've killed our troops in test. I mean, but that's patriotic. Don't talk bad about the government killing our troops. Don't talk bad about the government giving black men syphilis. Don't talk about the government taking CPS kids for no reason. Don't talk about Dyne Corps running CPS in the U.S. now. Don't talk about it. It's not patriotic. You just have to let them do that to the troops. You don't support them. Put them in false wars. Let them get their arms and legs blown off. That's patriotic. It's sick. It's Pentagon brainwashing.
Alex, I have another thing. Barry Satoro, our war-fighting commander-in-chief, that's another thing we can put against him, continuing these false wars, breaking, you know...
I hear you, Noel. I got to jump to other calls, but since you brought that up, we know he was born in Kenya. The evidence is clear, but we also know his real name is Barry Satoro. That's admitted mainstream news. He was adopted in Indonesia for 6 years. He was in the Muslim schools, but that's okay if he's the president. I'm not saying Muslims are bad. The point is he's lying about it. And his real name is Barry Satoro. We have this T-shirt available now at Infowars.com, a picture of so-called Obama. It says Barry Satoro. It says show us the birth certificate. And on the back it says Infowars.com. Add to all of this, this new video of Michelle Obama a few weeks ago slipping up and saying his home country of Kenya, and his grandmother's on record saying he was born there. But regardless, we know he's not you could not be a citizen of Indonesia and then come back and get your U.S. citizenship and be natural born. Under federal law, he is absolutely off the list to be president. This is a fact. We got to get this information out no better way than with this T-shirt and with this video. Here is Michelle Satoro, known as Michelle Obama, Barry Sataro's wife, the fraudulent first lady, admitting born in Kenya.
Equality in the LGBT community. He's also spoken out against the stigma surrounding HIV testing, which is still plaguing so many of our communities, which you all know a lot of that is due to homophobia. Barack has led by example. When we took our trip to Africa and visited his home country in Kenya, we took a public HIV test. When we took our trip to Africa and visited his home country in Kenya, when we took our trip to Africa and visited his home country in
All
Kenya.
Right. There you have it, ladies and gentlemen, his home country, Kenya. My home country is the United States. My home state's Texas. If I was ever president, I wouldn't get up there and say my home country, Kenya. I guess Schwarzenegger's home country in Austria. Let's talk to Evan in Texas. You're on the air.
Hi. I was calling. I watched the video of like the Apache attacks. I'm 15, and I was calling in to ask, how could I get my friends who are also around my age, like 16, 17, to watch like the movies and stuff? And they just think it's all just a joke and stuff. They don't really pay attention to give it much.
Move on from your friends. Find other friends. Find people that care. You know, you don't want to hang around with idiots. You know, stop caring what they think. Move on to other people.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't waste your time. I would find people that do care and work with them. Don't waste your time on people that were born to be slave losers. Later, they'll wake up when Big Brother hurts them bad.
Wait, can you give me?
But then people will tell them they're not patriotic when they criticize. Go ahead.
Can I have some help on like how I can tell them how to watch these videos and stuff and give them the information?
Well, I mean, they know how to use a search engine, don't they?
Yeah.
End Game, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, Truth Rising, Fall of the Republic, The Obama Deception, tens and tens and tens of millions of views on YouTube, Google, everywhere else, or buy the high-quality DVD and support us and give them copies of it.
All right.
Good job. Take the initiative, Evan. I specifically said I'm taking calls, though, about the mass killing that just went on. Point people at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. You know, everybody's making a big deal out of this video of them killing reporters and shooting kids. The caller mentioned, I remember U.S. forces attack the press at Baghdad Hotel. Pull that up. I mean, they just pull up. They know it's the press building. They open fire and laugh about it. That's our troops, the good guys.
Attention landscapers, house painters, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, gutter cleaners, and anyone who has their own home service business. Would you love to build a huge and loyal customer base fast? Well, now you can. Introducing the Magic Yellow Flyer. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. Get new customers and build a solid customer base. Throw away all of the other ineffective and expensive advertising methods. You need the Magic Yellow Flyer. Corporate America is destroying our country, and it's time to rebuild the backbone of America. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Don't have a home business? The Magic Yellow Flyer comes with 15 hot home businesses that you can start at a minimum cost. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. That's MagicYellowFlyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
How would you like to own a pair of the most unique gloves in the world? Call right now at 877-552-5206. The only glove that improves your grip and is so touch sensitive it feels like you have nothing on. Call right now at 877-552-5206. MaxFit Gloves by O'Neill Innovations introduces a new scientific breakthrough on thin glove technology with a glove that is so unique, we are offering this limited radio promotion a $40 value for four pairs of the famous MaxFit gloves for only $19.95. That's right, four pairs of MaxFit gloves, but you gotta act right now. 877-552-5206. For more information, go to MaxFitGloves.com. That's MaxFitGloves.com. Or call right now at 877-552-5206 for this limited radio promotion.
Make your hands go.
Wow.
You go to Twitter/The Real Alex Jones to send your questions for Jesse Ventura coming up in the next hour. Here's another email we got from a mother. Alex, I'm listening to your broadcast. I agree with you 100% that our children are turning into zombies. I have three sons serving. Each of them have gone from warm, loving to heartless and uncaring. My one son recently came home from RR. Alex, I cannot even begin to explain to you who he is anymore. He is obsessed with death, war, and now has gone so far as placing his messages on body tattoos. To see him with a tattoo of Satan praying, a skull with satanic signs, his original tattoo was of praying hands. He had that changed to Satan praying. I have tried to tell him to take a better look at what he's truly going on. He is brainwashed, Alex. Please continue to let people know what is going on. We need to realize that our family members are being used as pawns. These are evil wars. These are unjust wars, ladies and gentlemen. This is going to destroy America. This is bankrupting America. But a lot of you sign the dotted line. You want to be part of it. You've bought the lie. And so we're all going to be judged. Just know that right now. I wanted to bring Ted Anderson up for about 3-4 minutes. Then we're going to get to Hunter, Bill, Jeff, Casey, and Cole, probably when Ventura's on. So I'm going to get to your calls. But I want to bring Ted up for about 3 minutes. Because gold has been racing up again. Ted bought it back at the 1,050 level with it up above 1,130 right now. He's almost run out of the gold and silver coins that he bought when gold and silver were lower. So I wanted him to briefly give you that offer because you're not going to find a deal better anywhere. He also has a deal where you get a quarter or fifth of an ounce European gold franc coin and get a free international forecaster newsletter subscription, $159 value for a full year. There's no deal as good as that, but I wouldn't just buy one coin. I'd take advantage of the Alex Jones special. Ted, tell us what's on the Alex Jones special, what you've got left.
Well, I mean, really the best buy that I have right now is that franc at 249.68. I mean, everybody remembers me at 261.61 here just a short while ago. That's because gold dipped down there at that 1,080 level, and I was able to accumulate some of those at that price. The sovereign obviously is a good buy right now, 312.42 as well. I know that my internet prices have already increased, so you have to actually call for this order, and you have to say that you heard it on the Alex Jones show to get that price. Otherwise, you will be paying a bit more for them. Real hot right now, the fractional silver. I was real surprised to see how well they're doing. It's those Montana people. I mean, they're great patriots, and they're making these 1 ounce, half ounce, quarter ounce, and 1/10 ounce. They call it the silver sovereign coin, and it really is doing well there, too. We have some old 20s and 10s and a small amount of bullion coins, some junk silver, and some older Walking Liberty halves, just a plethora or a variety of different coins that I picked up at that level before silver went from $15 to, what, $18 an ounce now. And now gold just touching $1,140 an ounce.
Oh, wow, up even more.
Yeah,
so we're talking almost $100 up from when you got these coins. You're passing on that massive savings. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. Tell them Alex Jones sent you. And your purchase also goes towards supporting Ted Anderson, that owns the Genesis Network and Midas Resources. But to get these special deals, tell them Alex Jones sent you. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. Look at all the financial news. Look at Bloomberg, how the feds are saying they want to take your pension funds now. It's time to move part of your assets into gold and silver and to physically hold it. 800-686-2237. Ted, thanks for coming on with us.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Alex.
Again, that number, if you missed it, 800-686-2237. Coming up in the next hour, former Minnesota governor, movie star, professional wrestler, Navy SEAL, underwater demolitions team, you name it, he will be joining us to talk about a host of issues, and we'll get his take on the latest gun pod footage that's been leaked out of Iraq. It's all coming up on the other side of this quick break. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds could become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, we normally twist his arm to stay even longer than an hour. We can't do that today, because this is the last hour of the radio broadcast. We're always honored to have him. He just flew back in from Mexico last night into New York. He's kicking off his tour today, and we're honored to have him on with us for the next hour. I don't know what it was about that last interview, but I heard from Jesse's folks it was his favorite interview here on the show. Listeners said it was their favorite, the most views online. Really great interview we did just about a month ago, and now Governor Jesse Ventura is back with us today. The good news is, in fact, here it is. Here's the book. Down here on the floor. Jesse Ventura, American Conspiracies, has been as high as number 4 on the New York Times bestseller list. It's been holding up at 7 in the top 10. And that shows the people are hungry for the truth. So I just want to say congratulations to Governor Jesse Ventura on another best-selling book.
Well, thank you, Alex, and thanks for all the help, because you certainly help in your show and listeners on that. But it's what's interesting, Alex, is that the book has not been reviewed by any book reviewer.
Ah.
Isn't that amazing? Here it's been in the New York Times top 10 for 4 weeks now, I think, and not one reviewer has even reviewed the book.
Well, I think that's an endorsement. Just like the Huffington Post censored your article about 9/11, even though they asked you to write it, now you're seeing censorship in the book world. That's unheard of. 4 weeks, New York Times top 10, and no book reviews.
Yeah, well, there's a few reviews on the internet, but there's been no reviews by any of the major media. No reviews of the book at all. Well, I think it's a case, Alex, where they feel that if they review it, they give it credibility, so they're staying away from it.
Unbelievable. We'll walk through some of the things that are covered in the book and why it's seen as controversial, but you know, that's why the mainstream media is dying, is because people know they're acting as gatekeepers.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. You know, I just spoke earlier on another show, and they asked me why the mainstream media won't question the government. And I said, it's simple, because if they don't play along with the government, they get no access to them. And if they're denied access to them, they're dead in the water. So therefore, they go along to get along so that they can do their jobs and continue to have access with, you know, the senators, the congressmen, the president, and all that stuff. Because if they question anything, they lose that access, which is the kiss of death.
It is the kiss of death. When we come back, I want to get into the war. We're now almost 7 years into Iraq, or we are 7 years in now, in March. Last month, this was the 7th anniversary. We're 8 years into Afghanistan. And there's just no end in sight. I mean, when is it going
to
end?
Well, first thing I'd like to ask you, Alex, is what the hell are we accomplishing?
A bunch of weapon sales and oil.
That's the bottom line for me. And maybe I say this selfishly, but how have these two wars helped Jesse Ventura? Or how have these two wars helped Alex Jones? Or how have these two wars helped the average Joe citizen of this country? Other than bankrupting us, what is the ultimate goal that we will achieve to where we can all feel good about them?
Absolutely. I mean, if our country was invaded, that'd be one thing. Or even if we were an evil empire and the empire gave us some of the booty. But no, we pay for it for offshore corporations that get the money and power.
Exactly. And we're sitting here. Our kids are dying over there. Well, you know what it clearly shows me, Alex? People should really wake up to the fact that the president ain't in charge.
That's a good point.
Because clearly Obama ran to get us out of the wars. He said he'd close down Gitmo. He said all of this stuff, and yet it's all gone the opposite way, hasn't it?
It has.
We're more into the wars. Gitmo's still here. So people should see clearly that the president is no longer in charge of the country.
And then the next question is, what do we do to reverse that? And I've documented that the government's provocateuring militias and other groups to demonize the Tea Parties and any opposition to that. We'll talk about it all with former Minnesota Governor Jesse Ventura. His new book, a bestseller. Let's send it to number one on the New York Times bestseller list. It's in news stores everywhere. It's in airports. It's in bookstores. And it's available at Infowars.com, discounted. We'll be right back.
Hi, folks, this is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. The Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. With continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products, you can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
When you're out on the road, the last place you want to be is on the road. But if the unfortunate happens, you'll be glad you were wearing diamond gussets.
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it.
others don't.
We turn jeans inside out. Diamond Gusset Jeans. Made in the USA with unparalleled quality. Our Defender motorcycle jeans combine gusset comfort with Kevlar protection, so you can ride all day with confidence. Order yours at gusset.com. Diamond Gusset Jeans got it. Others don't.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, his television show got picked up for a second season. Record first season on True TV, their number one news show. And we're going to talk about, because I keep getting these questions, I know Jesse's wondering, with all this censorship, with all this control, not one major news book reviewer will talk about his number four on the New York Times bestseller list, American Conspiracies, 4 weeks in the top 10. So why is that being censored? Why do I get censored? But why is he allowed to have a TV show? We'll talk about that some coming up today. We'll talk about opium trafficking. We'll get into a whole host of issues. Pat Tillman, you name it. But Governor Jesse Ventura, for those that just joined us, we started getting into 8 years of Iraq, or 7 years of Iraq, 8 years of Afghanistan, no end in sight, new wars, they're expanding, all this footage coming out of reporters being massacred, being targeted, children being gunned down by Apache helicopters, premeditatedly, all of that happening. And we were discussing during the break that this points out that the president isn't really the president and doesn't have the power. Let's break it down.
He does, and what's really educated me, Alex, is I'm in the process of finishing my second book by Colonel Fletcher Prouty, and I highly recommend both that people need to read the Colonel's books. He died in 2001 of June, but if you read Fletcher Prouty's books, one of them's called The Secret Team, and the other one is called JFK. And if you read those two books, it will become very clear that the history you've been taught is not the history of what's happened. And let me make my point here for a moment. Prouty was there. Who Fletcher Prouty was, do you remember the movie JFK by Oliver Stone, of course?
Yes.
He is the Donald Sutherland character. He is the real-life Mr. X, the guy that Costner goes to Washington and talks to him on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial, and then they sit on that bench, and he lays the whole thing out. Well, in real life, that was Colonel Leroy Fletcher Prouty, Colonel United States Air Force. And for, I think, 11 or 12 years, he was the top man, the liaison between the Pentagon and the CIA. And I can't tell people how much they need to read to understand. And when you read Prouty's books, you will become much more clear on what's happening, because Prouty tells you in the books that the entire Cold War was a setup. That there was a meeting that took place at the end of World War II, right before we were going to invade Japan, like Normandy. And then, of course, they dropped the two bombs and they didn't have to. But in preparing for that invasion, they moved massive armaments into Okinawa. Well, there was a meeting, because Prouty flew in Chiang Kai-shek, and it was between Chiang Kai-shek, who at that time was the head of China, Stalin, Churchill, and Roosevelt. And at that point, it was determined that all wars would, from then on, would be fought in third world countries, that there would be no direct objective that the military could achieve in which to declare victory. Now look back, Alex, in our history since World War II. Is that not all true?
That is.
It's all true. That's what really resonated with me when I read Prouty's books. I went, oh my God, the things he said here is exactly what has gone down.
Well, let me be clear.
Wars are fought in third world countries. Oh, and remember them armaments that I told you they put in Okinawa? Do you know
yes.
what became of those?
No.
They were split in half. Half of them, according to Colonel Prouty, half of them went to Korea and half of it went to Ho Chi Minh. They were setting up for the next two wars. Now,
well, Governor,
if he follows through with all of this shit, excuse me, on the radio, I shouldn't have said that, but all of this stuff in Afghanistan, Iraq, and all of it fits right into what Colonel Prouty talked about.
Well, I'm chomping at the bit here, and I want to sit back and shut up, and you can tell us what you've learned. But this is what's so incredible. I've known you for about 4.5 years now, and the process, you knew about Gulf of Tonkin, you knew about the lies of Vietnam, you were very well informed. You've been visited by the CIA when you were governor, but it's been a process of you reading and researching, and now to see you, I interviewed Prouty, had to be like in 1997. We've been digging around looking for the tapes, and I have read over his work. I've read his first book, not the second one you're talking about. And then you discover that Joe McCarthy was actually right, but he was being used to set up a police state domestically with low-level communists. But as soon as he found out the Pentagon was running everything, remember, that was what they said was so absurd, then they set him up and destroyed him and used the term McCarthyism to demonize him. But then it was declassified 7 years ago or 6 years ago that the Russians said, no, it's true, he was right. And then you learn that the whole geopolitical system is a war against individual populations, and there was a deal with the Russians to build up their police state. They would take over half the world. The U.S. would build up its police state and military system and take over its other half and go into these black hole wars to then militarize a cadre of men to come back and take over the domestic country itself. And now you're researching that, Governor. It's so exciting.
Well, you know, the thing is now, is this, Alex, I have the time to do it now. You know, when you're being a governor, or you're governing a state, or you're working in that capacity, you don't have time to do any research because your day is full 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, just doing your job. And now I don't have that job to do anymore. And living in Mexico like I do for half the year, I read 15 to 17 books every winter down there. And it's amazing how reading can educate you. Something I think we're losing track of in this country.
Well, I want to be specific. It's amazing to see your development, and I'm not like on some mountain saying that, because I've noticed your discernment with issues, getting into the whole conspiracy realm, you go right to the best sources, the best documents, the best history, and it's just very exciting, Governor Ventura, to see you with a hit TV show, a best-selling book, and to really be one of the main leaders now of questioning our reality. But I don't want to interrupt. Go back, give people the name of the book again, because I want to go buy it and read it. Fletcher Prouty, On Record, the head of black ops between the Pentagon and CIA. He was sent away, to the Arctic. When they killed JFK, he talked about how they pulled the security off, how it was a Pentagon black ops job. We're going to play a clip from JFK coming up later, but take your time in the break with more of what you've learned and how you tie that in to all your other life knowledge.
Well, again, it's a case that, Fletcher Prouty just, he lived through it, and I enjoy reading what he knows about, and he's an exceptionally bright guy. See, the other thing he shows very clearly, which tells you how Obama isn't really in charge, Prouty shows you that most of the politicians only learn of these events till they're already in motion. They're set in motion by people in the government. You know, people in the CIA at lower, you know, not the high-level positions, but in the secondary positions, they're the ones that move forward on all this stuff, the wars, all the dirty stuff that goes on, so that by the time our elected politicians are briefed on it, this thing's already halfway to life. It's already happening. So they really, our politicians are playing catch-up. And that's who Prouty explains in that book, The Secret Team. That's who the secret team is. The secret team are these right under level government people who are literally running amok. And there's nobody in control of them. And, the CIA has its own money now and own money sources. So they can basically do anything they want. And our president and the rest of them seem to be powerless to them.
Well, that's what Ron Paul said 2 months ago in a speech. In fact, we'll cue that up. It's about 20 seconds. He said, we've had a CIA coup since the 60s. They're bringing in the drugs. We have a shadow government. And my whole point is we have to come to the point as a nation to realize presidents come and go, but the secret teams run by the big Wall Street banks that set up the CIA rule this country and by extension, the world.
Yeah, pretty much.
Man.
At least that's the information that I'm arriving at. it's not a nice arrival, but, you know, what can we do? Well, I've been harping on it for about 12 years, Alex. You can start by stop voting for Democrats and Republicans. I don't care who you vote for. Don't vote for them. They're the problem. They're not the solution. And that's, you know, really it gets to that. Then, of course, you have to question, is the voting real? Because with these electronic voting machines, they can be hacked into. So you've got to question whether your votes are actually legitimate even in this country anymore.
Exactly. Let me back you up, what you just said. You take Gulf of Tonkin. I sat through many hours of LBJ at his ranch outside Austin, Johnson City, a couple miles from where I sit, and McNamara. And McNamara is telling him what to do and telling him they just staged the Gulf of Tonkin and that this is what he's going to say at a press conference tomorrow. And the president's almost saying yes, sir, to him. And it's the same thing with Bay of Pigs. They launched that without Kennedy knowing and then blamed it on him when it failed.
Exactly. And you got to understand, too, it ain't McNamara. McNamara's being briefed, too. He probably only learned about it the week ahead of LBJ.
No, that's on the tape. He's saying exactly. He says these tapes are incredible. He's saying the Pentagon did this. This is what you're going to say.
Yep. And see, he's been briefed. See, Fletcher Prouty said the key to all this are these briefer guys. These guys that the Pentagon has and the CIA have who do the briefings of the politicians. They're the ones who sell the politician on the policy. And it comes from them.
You ought to interview Ray McGovern. He was a top CIA briefer to Reagan and Bush the first, and he agrees with everything you're saying.
Yeah, well, that's what Fletcher Prouty said, and I haven't found a thing he's been wrong with yet.
No, it's all accurate. Incredible. Jesse Ventura, always wise, always informed, but just to know that he is really on the fast track to the key to planetary control, it's all staged. In the past, it was. There is a split between Russia now, it appears. But in the past, all rigged, two empires carving up the world. We'll be right back with Governor Jesse Ventura.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Are you prepared or are you hardcore prepared? Get hardcore equipped at TacTownGear.com. That's TACTownGear.com. All TacTown gear has been field tested with Canadian and U.S. forces, so we know it's tough. What kind of gear? Our own brands. Arctic Warrior, Homeland Defender, Sandbox Avenger, Urban Peacekeeper. More than 30,000 products and 90% of it made in Canada and the U.S. See it all at TacTownGear.com. That's TACTownGear.com. Get 72-hour survival kits, Ultima boots, HW1 gloves, tactical link slings, EMA tactical weapon equipment. Everything you need to be hardcore prepared. Deal with TacTownGear.com personnel with more than 25 years experience in military and law enforcement. Call now, 418-844-9111. That's 418-844-9111. Or go to TACTownGear.com. TacTownGear.com. Solutions for your area of operation.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state,
Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. April 6, 2010. Gold opened this morning at $1,127.70. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,158.41, $579.21 for a half ounce, or $289.60 for the quarter ounce. That's $1,158.41, $579.21, and $289.60.
We have always believed our country was about expanding opportunity for Americans. With the passage of the sweeping health care reform, working middle class Americans are getting the short end of the stick. The health care mandate will require almost every American to be insured, or else pay a fine. This means less control over your finances. Take back control by trading in precious metals. Gold and silver have always been and continues to be the leading way to protect against our weakening markets. Call Midas Resources today for a free book, 10 Reasons to Own Gold. Understand the risks and benefits to own metals by calling 800-686-2237. Ensure your financial future now. Call 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237 or visit MidasResources.com.
I wish people could hear our behind-the-scenes discussions. Governor Jesse Ventura is our guest. Jesse, you're always a serious guy, but lately you have really seemed happy. Why are you so happy?
Mexico does that to me, Alex. When I get down there, you know, I spent Friday and Saturday, the waves were great. They were running about three and a half feet, and they were coming in perfect for surfing. So I had two great days of surfing down there. And whenever I can live that lifestyle, I get very content and very pleased with the world.
I hear you. And first you had the tsunami and then the earthquake, but no problems.
No, I didn't even feel the earthquake. The earthquake happened way up by Mexicali, which is right on the border of Mexico and California. Oh, I do want to, here's one thing when we talk that, Alex, that I want to put word out to people on. Please allow me to do it here. Everyone out there that knows anyone in the state of California, please encourage them this fall to vote for the legalization of marijuana. It's going to be on the ballot in California, full legalization to where marijuana will be treated like alcohol and tobacco. And the reason I'm pleading with people to support this is to stop the carnage at the border. Alex, it's awful. 17,000 people have died on the Mexican-U.S. border just in the last year.
I know. It's a war zone.
It's a war zone, and we can end it. We can end it by simply legalizing. Because that puts the cartels out of business. They have nothing to sell then.
But that's common sense. All these fake conservatives say, that's of the devil. Meanwhile, the CIA wants to keep all the drugs illegal so they have an excuse to put people in prison and so they can launder the money.
Exactly. But see, we've got it. Here's a chance where we've got it in the palm of our hand, Alex. If the election's legitimate out in California, the people out there can vote for the first step. Full legalization of marijuana. And I think if you see California do it, it'll go like wildfire right across the country.
Absolutely. So you heard it here, folks. Vote for the decriminalization, legalization of marijuana in California. Here's a Reuters article. NATO rejects Russian call for Afghan poppy spraying. NATO Wednesday rejected Russian calls for it to eradicate opium poppy fields in Afghanistan, saying the best way for Moscow to help control the drug would be to give more assistance against the insurgency. Then I was listening to BBC a few months ago, and they were admitting that the U.S. protects the opium to be friends with the locals, and it's up more than 12 times what it was 9 years ago, and there's opium flooding the world right now. What's your take on government drug dealing and that they're openly protecting the poppy fields?
Well, you know, look at it this way, Alex. The major banks, the international banks of the world, where do you think all that money gets? There's millions and billions of dollars for the heroin trade gets laundered through. And look at the timing of it. The Wall Street crash happened right at the time the Taliban put the poppy growers out of business.
Yep.
Because and there may be a correlation there.
You're talking about 2000, 2001.
Laundered money, these billions. billions of dollars of laundered drug money, and that could very well have hurt the cash flow of these banks. And that very well could have been, I'm not saying it's the full thing, but it certainly could have been part of the catalyst that made the Wall Street crash happen in 08.
Well, there's also the fact that the Taliban was cutting it off in 2000, 2001, and you had the crash of 2001.
Yep. Notice how every time the drugs get cut off, it seems Wall Street crashes shortly thereafter.
Well, you're right on that front again, but how can they just be in Reuters saying we're not going to eradicate any poppy fields? I mean, how obvious is that?
Well, it's the old thing of the way we fight the wars today. You know, sometimes the people you get in bed with are worse than the people you're fighting.
You're absolutely right. You know, Governor Jesse Ventura, I have a lot of questions that I want to ask here in my list, but going out to break on this short segment, what else do you want to relay to this audience that you think is important?
Well, again, just to be vigilant and pay attention and to question your government at all times, because it needs to be questioned. Right now, you know, like I said, it should be clear to everyone that Barack Obama's not in charge. I don't believe that he is now, because you see everything that he ran on, he hasn't come through on virtually anything. He's now in the opposite camp, really. And it's almost like he arrived there with this fresh, clean agenda, and it was like they took him to the woodshed and told him, well, you might be the president, but you don't run things.
Well, certainly. Plus, they financed him. They financed McCain. No matter who gets in, they control him.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, you look at Obama's biggest contributor was Goldman Sachs. And they're the ones that, the last five or six Department of Treasury secretaries have all come out of there?
And absolutely. And then you look at Chile, Iceland, you look at Greece, you look at all these countries, first world, second world, they're all run by Goldman Sachs people. That's the key heart to this group. A ton of questions straight ahead for Governor Jesse Ventura. The book is a bestseller. Get it at InfoWars.com and get your choice of a free film.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
We are live, ladies and gentlemen, Tuesday, the 6th day of April, 2010. Governor Jesse Ventura, an icon of true political independence in this country and worldwide, is our guest, and I'm really honored to have him and honored to count him as a friend. He's a great guy. He's for real. And I want to get into how did he get his TV show on air. We talked about this last time, and he marveled, but now we see the censorship of his book, no book reviews, even though it's number 4 on the New York Times bestseller list. How did that happen? We're going to talk about that in a moment. But first, Governor, I got an email from a lady saying, effective immediately, she's never listening to my radio show again because I played the gun pod footage from the Apaches, killing these reporters, shooting these kids, laughing about it, and then lying about it later. All these other massacre videos. Here's the New York Times today. U.S. forces horrifying Afghanistan cover-up. Obviously, we're not saying the individual troops are all bad, but Pat Tillman went over there, found that it was a fraud, wrote letters home. That's a show you should do. I talked to some of his family. They wouldn't come on air. They believe it was a hit. The evidence came out. They did cover up the friendly fire. They killed him up at point-blank range, 3 shots in the head. As Fletcher Prouty wrote, and he ran Black Ops, we propped up the Soviets. We set it all up. It's staged. It's eating our entire system. Is it unpatriotic to criticize corrupt illegal wars?
No, it's not. We went through this in Vietnam. I would think that this country would have a little bit longer memory of the same type of affair took place in Vietnam, where you had the massacre at My Lai. You know, people, and believe me, I'm not blaming the soldiers, I'm blaming the politicians, because it's ultimately their fault. You know, war is the result of failed policy, failed politics, and the end result is war. And so when your politicians fail you, you go to war. And because of their failure, they put our young men and women into these wars. Well, what they did, of course, what they did is not good. But let's remember something. Some of these guys are on their 5th, 6th, and 7th tour over there. They've been hardened now. They've been changed. They are not the same people that left. Trust me on that. And so war, there is nothing great and glorious about war. War is the worst thing man's ever come up with. And that's killing each other over what? Political reasons, religion, whatever stupidity we might decide to go to war and murder each other over. And so, no, you are not wrong in showing this, because what's wrong is sheltering people from it. That's why these wars are going on, Alex, is because the American people have been sheltered, the media is not portraying what's happening over there, and they're not even showing the body bags when they come home.
Well, you're absolutely right, and you talked about Fletcher Prouty, who ran Black Ops in the Pentagon, that's on record, the liaison to the CIA, and he's documenting how they made the decision at the end of World War II to attack third world countries, to divide them, to never have an outcome, so the armaments industries could make a lot of money and get a lot of power. And then we sit here and say that's exactly what Afghanistan and Iraq are. We know this is the policy of divide and conquer. We know they're turning our country into a militarized surveillance police state, and it's our right as citizens to say that we don't want to be part of these illegal wars that George Washington said, you know, that we shouldn't be involved in foreign wars.
Well, again, I guess sometimes a war is justified. you know. There are occasions, you know, where a war you've got to go fight because there may be a tyrant like Adolf Hitler out there. And that type of situation. But ever since World War II, you cannot tell me one war that has been justified.
But you talked about it being a failed policy, failed from our perspective, but if we know they're premeditated to be quagmires to make money, then it's not a failed policy. You know, they say the war on drugs is a failure. There's more drugs, more people in prison. But for the big banks and the military-industrial complex, that's a success.
Oh, yeah, very much so. People need to always remember there are profiteers at war. There are people that wait for war because they become exceptionally wealthy when there's wars fought. And these are the people that lead, these are the lobbyists that get those secret team guys at that level of government to move forward. Like, here's what Prouty also brings out very clearly. He brings out the fraud of the CIA. We all believe the CIA is there to gather intelligence, right?
Yes.
Well, Prouty says that's about 10% of what they do. The other 90% is carrying out these military agendas and creating the wars.
And assassinations.
Yeah. Well, that's what helps create the wars. See, they were designed by Harry Truman to not set policy. They were supposedly to be there only to provide information for the president. And Alan Dulles, Prouty makes it very clear that Alan Dulles, and of course he's neck deep a member of the Warren Commission and all that on Kennedy, Alan Dulles is the one that created today's CIA, this independent rogue outlaw state that is uncontrollable now even by our own government. They're on their own now. They're cowboys.
Where do you see this going? Because I have a Bloomberg report here in my stack where the federal government is telling private and public pension funds, you must invest, quote, in failed banks. And now they're getting ready to go after people's pension funds. Are they trying to push the American people into some type of armed revolt?
I believe they're trying to destroy the middle class.
Absolutely. And why?
Because we're the only country that's ever really had one. That's always been the American dream, is that you can rise from poverty in this country and you can become a millionaire. Well, that dream is vanishing quickly. There is not going to be a middle class in about 15 years, I don't believe. There will just be rich and poor. And therefore, we will be like every other country around the globe. And maybe, Alex, it's being done to globalize Mexico, Canada, and us.
Absolutely. North American Union. That way, people are so poor, they can't ever resist the ruling class.
Well,
here's that Bloomberg article.
They got to bring us down to Mexico's level.
Oh, exactly. That's what the globalists say. In fact, there's a clip we have of Obama where he says, in this new world order, no nation can be above another. But that doesn't mean raise the third world. In the globalist documents, they want to lower everybody.
Yeah, no, they would rather lower us down to the third world level.
Unbelievable.
As opposed to raising up the third world to our level.
Let's read this Bloomberg headline for folks that are doubting me. Failed banks may get pension fund backing as FDIC seeks cash. The Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation is trying to encourage public retirement funds that control more than $2 trillion to buy all or part of failed lenders' assets, taking on a more direct role in propping up banking systems. And it talks about how the regulators are ordering them to do it. Since when do regulators order private and public pension funds to be invested in the failed banks?
And since when would you, with a clear conscience, want to invest in a failed bank?
Well, the government says, Jesse, they want to grab your 401k and give it to the bankers.
Well, I'll tell you, Alex, I don't know. Maybe they do want an on-the-street revolution. I don't know.
Well, I know they've been setting up for it and infiltrating. I know they infiltrated these militias and set them up to create the illusion that there's about to be all this domestic terror. And I believe they're getting ready to stage terror attacks, Governor, to blame it on the American people, to use NORTHCOM against the American people.
So that what, they can empower themselves into a martial law type situation?
I know they've been making preparations for two decades in earnest, starting with Oliver North, and I know I've never seen such a buildup towards it.
Okay. Well, it's something we all got to be aware of, without a doubt. But, you know, there's still us, all the masses out there, and we're still very powerful. The only thing is we have to learn to use our power.
Well, you've got a powerful voice as a political icon, an independent, a former governor. What would you say to the American people if we see some terror attacks, they're blamed on the American people, and they start trying to use these different enemy combatant acts, belligerent acts, to start grabbing U.S. citizens?
Well, you know, I think the first thing we need to do is this. I think we need to put huge pressure on the Obama administration to rescind the Patriot Act.
Yes.
I think that would be the great starting point for people to start marching and demanding that the Patriot Act be abolished.
Because that's a good...
the Patriot Act is the thing that's taking away our freedoms. It's taking away habeas corpus, where they can arrest you, simply say you committed a terrorist act, you can't get a lawyer, they can hold you without a trial, and people in this country better wake up, because what they're doing to them guys at Guantanamo, down at Gitmo, they could do to you.
Well, that's what the Belligerent Act states that John McCain's introduced and Lindsey Graham's supporting. It says for any intelligence reason or any direction of the president, citizens can be grabbed and given enhanced interrogation and never be seen again. I'm not kidding. I even had Judge
Napolitano. John McCain?
Absolutely.
John McCain is supporting something like that?
Guys, print the Belligerent Act. I want to read Governor Ventura the actual passage. Yes, sir, and I had Judge Napolitano on, who's a former federal judge.
Sure.
And he pointed out, it says that the fact that you've been grabbed is a secret unless the House and Senate Intelligence Committee vote to allow it to be known you've even been grabbed.
Really? Well, then let me say this on your show, Alex. I will never disappear by my own choice.
Good point.
So I've said it now on your show, so everybody knows that if Jesse Ventura suddenly disappears, they'll know that I wouldn't do that, other than to go surfing in Mexico, and you know that I'll come back every spring.
Well, I tell you, that brings me to the next question. I mean, as things heat up, as you become even more prominent, if that's possible, but you sure are, and as people's respect for you goes even higher, we need to take good care of you. So watch out, there aren't some frogmen out there when you're surfing that try to make you disappear. Be careful. I hope you're strapping a sidearm or at least a spear gun when you're out there.
Nah. I've always been a pretty good swimmer, Alex, and I can take care of myself in the water. And I truly don't believe any of my SEAL team mates would do that to me.
No, I don't think they wouldn't either.
Don't believe that would happen. And so maybe I'm wrong, but I don't think so. No, it's just a case again where we've got to keep talking. When that, like that lady that sent you that thing, I have sympathy for her son who's over there fighting, because it's our fault. People need to understand this also. We can end all these wars by bringing the draft back. And I used to be on the abolish the draft movement after Vietnam. But now I realize that the professional military is a mistake. Because the problem is this. When you get a professional military like we have, we, the public, are then not vigilant. We need to be vigilant to never send those young men and women into harm's way unless it is absolutely essential.
Well, now we've got a mercenary army. I think we should ban that first. And
then, I agree totally. You got to get rid of these mercenaries. You got to get rid of Blackwater. You got to get rid of all of them groups, because there's actually more mercenaries in Iraq today than there are soldiers.
Well, I've talked to Anthony Schaefer, Special Forces Colonel Commander, and he talked about how the CIA wouldn't let him kill bin Laden 2 weeks before 9/11. And he said that was being done because they already had contractors in the CIA with more power than the Army and the Navy, and that they basically are above the law and can do whatever they want.
Well,
so
in Prouty's book, you'll find out the CIA runs our military. Our military is used to back up whatever the CIA is getting involved with.
Well, that's what Colonel Schaefer says, yeah.
Oh, yeah, Prouty says it too.
Well, he might be good to interview, Anthony Schaefer. He's on Fox and MSNBC and CNN, all of them. Let me read this to you just so it's on record. In fact, here's the bill right here racing through the Senate right now. Dissenters to be detained as enemy belligerents. The full bill can be read here. A person is considered a high-value detainee if they fulfill one of the following criteria. And it says Number three, potential intelligence value. Number five, such other matters as the president considers appropriate. And it says the Enemy Belligerent Interrogation, Detention, and Prosecution Act of 2010. And it says they can secretly grab you, put a bag over your head, and then they can use enhanced interrogation, which is torture. I mean, what's your take on...
Alex, torture you to do what?
I guess to say you're guilty.
Well, I don't know. Okay, let's say hypothetically they grabbed me. What would they torture me to find out?
That's the whole point. They only torture for terror and to get false confessions.
Okay, so I'd have to confess to something then, right?
Yes.
Okay. That's what I was interested in. Why on earth would they, you know, would they pick someone and then torture them? For what purpose?
Well, now, if we ever have another big war and people torture our troops, how can we say it's wrong?
We can't. We haven't been able to do that since Abu Ghraib and Gitmo. We can't. You know, let me throw this out for your listeners to understand this too, Alex. You know, we, the United States, and let me reiterate, my father's a World War II vet, my mother's a World War II vet, my brother and I are both Vietnam vets. I say that because of what I'm going to tell you now. We in the United States have been practicing terrorism for 50 years. We just call it foreign policy.
Yes.
Because we've been terrorizing Cuba. We've attempted to kill Castro on multiple occasions. We've ruined their cane fields. We've attempted to destroy their economy. And now, do you know about this character, Orlando Bosch?
Tell folks about it.
Well, Orlando Bosch was a guy who blew up a civilian Cuban airliner.
For the CIA and got protected.
No, there were 73 people on board. Now, is that not an act of terrorism?
It is.
Well, Bush Sr. pardoned him.
Yes.
This guy that blew up a plane with 73 people on it.
So in fact,
we need to realize that we need to take our heads out of the sand, the citizens of the United States of America, and start realizing. Think of it this way. Why do we have to spend so much money on our defense budget? Who's after us and for what reason? What are we protecting ourselves from? Obviously, we haven't behaved very well throughout the world. Because clearly, if we're in such danger that literally half of our money and our taxes have to go to defense spending, what does that tell you?
Well, I wanted to add that individual you mentioned we cover in Terror Storm, it's declassified that he blew up a plane full of the Olympic team for the Cubans.
Yeah.
So again, and then there really isn't many people attacking us, so the military-industrial complex goes out and finances terror groups or stages attacks as the pretext to ratchet up the naked body scanners and the face scanners and the control.
Yeah, you may well be right on that. Because, again, you know, we've been practicing terrorism for 50 years. We just call it foreign policy. You know, I mean, look at all the people we've tried to assassinate down in Central America. That's not terrorism. When you go in and attempt, just because a country has a different form of government than you have, what gives us the right to go into that country and attempt to assassinate their leader?
Well, if they tried it here, they'd be called terrorists. I'm skipping this network break. We got about 9 minutes left with Jesse Ventura. This is a network break. We're skipping it, not station break. Just word to everybody out there who's just joined us, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv. I want to encourage all the listeners to not procrastinate and get Jesse Ventura's American Conspiracies at Infowars.com. You can get the book, $5 off the book in hardcover, and then get the film of your choice with the book when you get it. That's how much I want you to read it, Infowars.com. Governor, we've only got about 10 minutes left with you, or 9 minutes left, and there's so many other things I wanted to talk about with you. Shifting gears into something just as serious, because you are informing millions of people every week. Your television show, when is it going to be back on the airwaves? Can you give us any view into what some of the episodes may be about?
And Alex, right now we're just ramping up. They just got the budget approved. My son is finally, I think he'll get a paycheck next week. So that means it's actually happening. Because that's how you judge in L.A. A project's happening when you get a check and it clears the bank.
Yes.
he should be getting paid next week for his opening participation in the show. We'll be ramping up. We haven't pared down to what the ten conspiracies will be, but I will tell you they are allowing me to go back after JFK. So we will be taking one trip back to the past, and we're going to unleash some probably new things on the John F. Kennedy assassination that I don't believe anybody else. And if we're successful on one of the things we do, it will completely show that it was a conspiracy and that Oswald did not act alone.
Amazing.
And that's all I'll say for now, because I don't dare go any farther.
Well, if you don't know the. If you don't know the past, you're not going to know the future.
Exactly. And, you know, and then other things that are on the radar screen. Are you familiar with this Plum Island?
Oh, biological weapons, zoological weapons laboratory, yeah. Off the coast of New York, where we got Lyme disease and so much more. Now they've built 36 of these in major cities.
Yeah, well, that's on the screen right now. And there's a few other good ones. And again, we're just paring them down now. We'll probably see what happens is this. True TV will start off and they'll approve like two or three of them. So we'll go ahead and begin working on them. Then in the process of working on them, other approvals will come for the other shows.
Yeah.
And so then the staff will start ramping up for those shows also. But what gets confusing in doing the shows is that sometimes we'll be doing four of them at one time.
Well, you guys aren't half-assing this either. You do a lot of research, a lot of work. A lot goes into this television show.
Well, I'll tell you, for our little purse string budget that we're on, we do a hell of a job, because you know what I actually did in negotiations this year?
What?
I was already locked in for the second season, so I couldn't negotiate money at all, but I could negotiate artistically. I told my top agent at William Morris, I said, look, I said, I want it in writing that this year we'll actually get a set of clappers for when we're out on the streets. You know what clappers are now, right?
Tell me.
Well, they're those little boards you see in Hollywood. Where
the clickers.
You put it in front of the camera, what scene it is, blah, 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 and then they clap. And that's
yes.
The way you can separate all your shoots. Well, we were so cheap in doing this thing initially, we had to use our hands.
I remember.
Yeah, to clap. And so I told them, I said, look, the only thing I demand is that I want it in writing that we will have a clapper sent to all shoots. And it was funny because my top agent at William Morris started laughing and he said, Governor, I can assure you, I'll take it out of our end. You will have a clapper this year.
Man, I tell you, you spent so much time, 6 months of work or more, over a year making the last television program. So when will we see this air in the fall of this year?
I can't even venture a guess right now, because, again, it'll depend on how many of them they want done and in the can, and how many, and at what point are we at to finish up whatever is left before they, because once they make the decision to start airing them, I've got a feeling they're going to want to have the majority of them done so that they can air them weekly like they did last time, where 10 weeks in a row you will get a different conspiracy every week.
Well, I look forward.
Any. So venturing, and again, I'm just spitballing here, venturing a guess, I would say the soonest we'll be on will be sometime in the fall.
Well, I look forward to seeing you again in person. You're so great, and so is your son and the whole crew. The book is American Conspiracies, available at Infowars.com and everywhere else, but we have it discounted with a free film at Infowars.com or by calling 888-253-3139. Governor Ventura, in closing, we got about 3 minutes left here. Studying the New World Order, studying the global elite, studying these shadowy organizations, what has it been like, your immersion in this, and what is your model now of who's running the world and what their agenda is?
Well, I still don't know exactly who is. You know, if you're asking me to name names, I can't do that. Even Fletcher Prouty can't do it.
No, but what their agenda is?
Well, to me, the agenda is simple, and it seems clear to me. Ever since 9/11, it's been an agenda to take away our freedoms.
And slavery.
You can leave it right at that, because
slavery.
That's the most dangerous thing I've seen that have come out of all of this crap in the last 10 years is the fact that they've suspended habeas corpus. They've literally shredded the Fourth Amendment of illegal search and seizure. Every person in America needs to understand that every phone call you make and every email you send, the government has the capability to be eavesdropping that. Now, are they doing it to all of them? Of course not. But they have the ability, and they have the assurance that they can do it, because apparently our You know what's kind of interesting, Alex, is this. I now understand why they eradicate marijuana. Do you know why I can understand that?
Why?
Because our Constitution, Bill of Rights, and the flag are all made of marijuana.
That's true.
You're damn right it's true.
All the originals are hemp.
They're all made out of marijuana. The Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and Betsy Ross's flag. And so it doesn't surprise me that they want to eradicate marijuana, because they're eradicating our Constitution, they're eradicating our Bill of Rights, and they've certainly eradicated the flag, in my opinion.
Governor, I'm going to say bye to you as soon as the show ends here in about 30 seconds, but I really want to thank you for coming on. Congratulations for doing it your way, telling the truth, not compromising, getting a number one hit TV show on your network, number four on the New York Times bestseller list for the book, and people are waking up, and we got a good chance of bringing down this new world order, and thank God we got you on our team. God bless you, Governor.
All right. Thanks, Alex. We'll talk to you again in the spring.
Absolutely. God bless you, Jesse Ventura.